What's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show is rolling into the weekend from the DealsInAD.com studios. After, I thought yesterday's show was very cool.
Yeah.
George Young was just a great interview.
Oh, yeah.
God, I listened back to it, which I don't usually do.
Uh-huh.
He's really sharp.
Oh, yeah.
Surprise, surprise. He smuggled 85% of the cocaine snorted up in America for about 10 years.
And he's still alive.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And you can see him on Saturday from 10 to 5 at the Grow Green MI Fall Harvest Festival. Over 120 vendors, free samples, presentations, a clone swap, 4C companies, and lowest prices of the year throughout the store. Plus, get your picture taken with Boston George Jung. The event's totally free, open to everyone. 10 grand worth of giveaways, trimmer demos, glass blowers, food trucks, free event shirt to the first 400, and meet Boston George, who will sign autographs. He said he'd take a selfie, too. 10 to 5 at the Grow Green MI Fall Harvest Expo. Click growgreenmi.com.
He's going to take a selfie, too. It makes me feel like he's going to take it and just keep it for himself with all the people that come up to him.
Maybe it is for him.
You never know. Maybe.
Oh, he was just... That whole story has been so fascinating to me for so long between Pablo Escobar and all the stuff he did. And then the movie Blow, of course. And then there's been so many things in movies and series on Escobar and just the whole Medellin cartel and all that insanity. So it was pretty cool to talk to him. And he had a great time.
He loved it.
Mike Clark would have said, what a great time he had. I was tempted to ask him if it was one of his better interviews, because I think it was.
Just go with that.
I watched him interviewed by a couple other people before the show, and I could tell when he was getting bored and when he was getting engaged.
Oh.
And I felt he was fully engaged.
Oh,
good.
Yeah.
With our interview.
Good.
So there. I want to kick off with an obit for Kim Shattuck, who was a punk rockin' bitch. And she would love that description.
Hey, Punker Poo. Outside, the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why. Friday night and everyone's moved. I can feel the heat, but it's soothing and heading down. Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. Yeah,
Whoa. All right, so that was her cover of Kids in America with the Muffs. And
that's a great band name.
It is. Kim Wilde had the original in 1981, which...
Oh, okay.
It was a great song.
That's the one I know,
It was a Drew Wave playlist special. And I thought her cover for Clueless was great.
Yeah.
Really liked that. And then
she's got a great voice. I loved her voice.
Yeah, she was what a rocker. And she played with the Pixies on their 2013 tour.
That was a big reunion tour.
Yeah, and that tour did really well. And she was expecting to continue, and they kicked her out because she crowd surfed one night.
That's the coolest thing ever.
I think Frank Black doesn't like women in his band.
Oh. He's
kind of cranky.
Seemed a little extreme to me. But I was so sad to see Kim. You know, she was 56. She was still out there rocking away, and she got ALS.
Ugh.
And just seeing what a vital rock dog she was, to the thought of her just slowly at a relatively young age, just sad.
Seriously, Shishel thought, can we go back to calling ALS Lou Gehrig's disease? Because, you know, I don't want people to forget about Lou, even if that's the reason they have to think about
it. No, they named it after him.
I know.
It's really his legacy.
Yeah, why
which
did
is weird.
It's a terrible thing to have named after you, but I don't want people to forget about Lou Gehrig. He was great.
Why
great
did it
man.
Have to be rebranded?
I don't know. It just was.
It could be rebranded Steve Gleason disease.
Ooh, that's not... Yeah, well, he's not
for
dead.
For the millennials?
Not dead yet.
I know, but he got it.
Yeah.
Last 2 weeks, you've been reading about a bad Greg.
Shh.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Did anybody yell, "You're not"?
I think that was, no, he was definitely not that day.
Oh, he but rules.
That's probably the coolest echo, stadium echo I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Which counts.
It's way better than, batting next, Derek Jeter. Jeter.
How stupid that they saved the recording of that and played it.
True. I think they did it. I think they played it when Mariano Rivera was at the White House the other day with Trump. They had that guy going, "Now in the game, Mariano Rivera. Rivera."
PA announcers, you know, they're supposed to just...
But it's the Yankees.
They don't do anything.
But it's the Yankees.
They just read a name and a number.
It's the Yankees.
Over and over and over and over. There's no skill to it. Oh, my God. Was this Bob Shepard? Is that his
name? Yes.
Why was that even committed to my memory? What is...
Is there echo?
The shortstop.
Number two.
Derek Jeter.
Oh, my God, he's the best PA announcer I've ever heard. Oh, my God, he's so special. We have to record that and play it every time Derek Jeter bats.
So
what?
Dumb.
What?
It's so dumb.
Boom! Hot take! Here's a few things that bug me. How can they call traveling on a home team? Why is soccer so stupid? How can they play hockey in a garden? Why can't golfers carry their own clubs? Lazy jerks.
I liked his... podcast.
You know, I did like when Bud Lynch, you know, they were able to save his recordings for the intermissions, I think it was, or Red Wings.
And let me just put it this way. In 40 years, will people be going, "Oh my God, where's the Bud Lynch record? I can't enjoy between period unless I hear the Bud Lynch announcements."
Well, I don't know if they even still do it now that they moved over to LCA. But I know after...
I'm not trying to knock Bud Lynch or Bob Shepard. Sure. I just think it's this... It's like, it's something that would mean something to Maz.
Yeah. Well, they act like Bob Shepard's the best ever only because it was in New York.
I know, because he was saying names that people get excited about.
He was 100 years old.
Yeah, but he sounded like he was going to tea afterward or something.
But he repeated the last name twice so you could fill it out in your scorecard, Trudy.
I wonder if she goes out with one of the Yankees.
Our friends and studio sponsors at Zotford and Holly are at it again. Your chance to have dinner with us. Three lucky couples get to enjoy a delicious Mexican feast with all of us at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. It's October the 11th. Mark the date. Head to Zot. Put your name in the hat. And you might even lease or buy a new vehicle from Zot and double your chances to win. Right now they have four trucks and SUV models you can lease below $100 a month. Yes, during their fall clearance event, you can lease a new 19 Ford EcoSport, an Escape, an Edge, or an F-150, all below $100 a month. These are not watered-down rides, boys and girls. These bad boys are loaded with all the creature comforts you're looking for. So see details in their massive inventory at dealsnadine.com. And Dr. Yaldo has been with us. Hey, we just got to check him, Dr. Yaldo. Today.
Hey, all right.
Made me feel good.
Open your eyes!
What? What was that?
It's from Intervention.
Who was saying that?
Oh, that's the guy on Duster, isn't it?
Yes. He got put on Duster and
he turned into Duster? Satan. It was really cool.
Hey, what's up, bitch?
Cool. Yeah, I like this guy.
I know, that was really cool.
Open your eyes.
Did you see when he chased his aunt into the living room and he went plunging over the couch and he broke the coffee table?
He just went absolutely nuts as soon as that Duster entered his system.
It was really cool.
Maybe we need Dusty Computers to stop selling Duster. Can we, as a society, allow Dusty Computers?
Well, the one girl walking on sunshine, she was a Duster addict too.
Hell, Satan, bro.
And she used to...
We're going to have Dusty Computers and less people doing Duster. Then.
She would
Boom!
Go,
hot take!
I wish I had a father.
She would go to the same store every day and buy four cans of it.
Yeah. Until they sold it to her.
Until they said, no more Duster for you. We can't even keep it in stock.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Meanwhile, here she is. Or just have all these Dusty Computers in that town.
Hey, is there a car chase?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Is this live?
This looks pretty cool.
Off-roading.
Ooh,
let me back it up. Hang on. Talk about Yaldo first.
Dr. Yaldo's been with us almost 2 years. And I'm trying to hurry through so I can watch the car chase. And About 100 of us have gotten life-changing surgery from him on our recommendation from the podcast, and they've referenced us, which is awesome. Either custom CATS LASIK, the most precise in the world, or what's called lens exchange for people 45-plus who can't stand the reading glasses. Dr. Yellow's number one in Michigan, over 30,000 LASIK and tens of thousands of lens exchange and cataract procedures. Dr. Yellow doesn't lure you in with promises of low-cost LASIK, but now I'm going to go ahead and lure you in with promises of low-cost LASIK, because once you go around to all those low-price LASIK people, and you get a price where you go, oh my God, I can't believe this, and then you find out what the real price is. But if you've shopped for it and you think you have a price that's pretty darn good, go to Dr. Yellow. He promises our listeners he'll beat any LASIK offer you get. Get the best and pay the least. The evaluation is free. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to yelloweyecenter.com.
I simply jumped into an empty cop car and started barreling down the highway, lights flashing. Here's how the whole drama started.
Oh, they're going to carjack this guy. They're going to carjack him. They got a gun. He's got a gun, dude.
A suspect speeds off in a stolen truck and runs over 10 miles an hour.
Called him dude.
Police are in hot pursuit. The suspect takes the truck off-road. Choppers fly overhead as the truck crashes in the desert. Chase over, right?
Whoa.
Nice.
Watch him scramble through the brush, trying to escape on foot. When he gets to the road where police vehicles are parked, he makes a brazen move.
Actually running towards the officers. I am praying that they did not leave their keys in the vehicle, because this might just be continuing on
here. Yeah, get in the cop car. And go. Yes. Be free. Be free.
I want to get in that thing.
Oh, my God.
Right away.
It already happened. We can't change it.
Highway Patrol cruiser.
And there's another officer that's just clueless. He doesn't even know.
The chase continued for 20
who
minutes.
Who are these people?
And only came to an end when the suspect found himself cornered, but this time apprehended
by
police.
Go back up. Reverse.
What a bad move.
Be free.
Drove into a ditch.
Take his car. Be free.
What?
Why
did he try
that move?
That was
just
so dumb.
Drive it right away. Do you mind?
I don't get why he abandoned his truck in the first place. Couldn't that truck go off-road?
They hit that sand really hard.
He was
dragging himself in.
Yeah. He was deep in sand. He was going a little too fast for conditions there.
An F-150 would have been able to handle it.
Certainly not a Ford.
Right, yeah,
my truck would have beat that shit.
Whoa. You know, I thought the biggest story yesterday, I mean, to me anyway, was the Amber hug. Geiger hug.
Yeah.
It was a big deal. And, you know, honestly, I thought it was exactly what I was complaining about yesterday, that this case seemed to have such vitriol, you know, like a murder.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't think it was a murder. I thought she had to be punished. She made a terrible, life-changing mistake for her and her family.
And him.
And him, of course. They lost somebody that they truly cared about. And it was terribly sad. And it got really ugly. The whole exchange, you know, he smokes pot. You know, she sends nude pictures to her partner. You know, I hate all that part. But anyway, this guy said, I didn't want her to be in prison at all. The brother.
Really?
Yeah.
And then he got up and hugged her.
His speech was fantastic.
It was.
Takes a lot for us to. We're a little cynical, but I thought that was a really fantastic.
No, I thought it was great.
And he did and said.
And this was the part that was hard for me to take was, you're watching this thing. The judge is in tears. The judge hugs her, which made people mad. By the way, the judge is black. Just so people know, the victim was black. The shooter was white, but the judge was black. She hugged the white convicted murderer.
So the complaint is that if this was a black murderer, would the judge hug them?
The black judge?
Yeah, or any judge. That's what people are saying. My response is, if it was a man, would there have been a hug?
Aww.
Well, that's true. I know. We never think about we get cheated.
I'm just saying, honestly, do you think it was a man?
Boom! Hot take!
It's just sad to me that, you know, this is a very human moment. She was already sentenced, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she already was.
And the judge gave her a Bible, too. If anything controversial, that might be it. I don't know. Why did the judge give her a Bible?
Where's the separation of church and state?
What if
she gave her a Quran?
What if Amber, what if Amber Geiger said, fuck you, I have a Bible. What do you think I'm that? I read the whole thing 19 times. I know the Bible better than you, bitch.
It was weird.
It was a little strange. But anyway,
or she said, give me something I want to read.
It was a great human moment that this guy forgave her. And you do see that in a lot of cases, even worse cases, where people say, yeah, we lost, you know, our family member, but, you know, I felt sorry for the parents because they lost their son who's in prison for a long time, or their daughter, or their family member, whatever.
How often do you see it? You don't still see empathy like that.
No, but
it was very rare.
I thought that it was obvious. It was obvious to me that she made a terrible mistake. She didn't want to kill that guy. Yet after all that, you know, everybody in the courtroom's in tears. And meanwhile, outside, they're protesting.
Yeah.
That she should have been given more punishment, I guess?
I think that they had non-refundable deposits on something involving the protest, so they just had to go through it with no matter what, because that wasn't the result they were expecting.
It's possible.
It makes it look stupid. It makes the protest look dumb, but she was found guilty
of murder.
And yeah. She's going to jail for 10 years.
Well, I don't know.
Because the prosecution wanted 28 years. That's not good enough.
She's also a cop going to prison.
Well,
so.
Yeah, I thought that the police uniform had a lot to do with this, which is dumb.
But she was off duty.
I know she was, but she's a cop, and she was wearing a uniform, and she had a gun in her holster.
Yeah, but being a cop in prison?
Commands.
When you go to prison when you're a cop is kind of a bad scene, right? Is it in women's prison, too? Possibly?
I don't know. It's a great question.
Yeah, I don't know. But I want to know, I want a forensic accountant to look into every person that protested yesterday. What options did they have in terms of things to do, like besides protest?
Yeah.
Could they, were they skipping work? Were they taking vacation time? Huh. Could they have been at home watching something on demand?
Well, the answer to that is yeah.
Did they have to get a babysitter to go protest? I mean, honestly, I'm stunned by the amount of people that have time for something. I didn't think it was a good thing to protest, as it turned out. It really wasn't.
No.
But then the other one where I feel the exact same way is I'm watching Elizabeth Warren get off a plane in Reno, and there's Trump protesters there.
Yeah.
They're like, stop impeachment, stop. And she's scurrying across the airport. God, she looks like she has a lot
of it. We have a protester.
She looks like she's
we
a lot
have
of energy.
A protester.
And they're chasing her down, yelling at her. I don't know how many people. It was probably 20.
Where did these people get the time to make these signs?
She waves to them.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
Oh, they
it's like
they organize online. I mean, there's a really
would you have time to do this, Trudy?
No, but I think that the people who are organized online have lots of free time on their hands.
Why do they have so much time? I don't understand. And why yell at Elizabeth Warren? She's just running for I realize that I'm being naive here, but I mean, doesn't it seem like time poorly spent?
It does, but I mean, if they had other things to do, then they wouldn't be doing.
She's not in the House. She's a senator,
right?
So she doesn't really have any.
No, she can't. There's nothing she can do to change what's going on with Trump.
That reminds me. Did you read the article? I think it was maybe a week ago about Rashida Tlaib and the guy that follows her around from some organization. Always videotaping her.
No.
And she claims, I don't know, but she's like friends with the guy now because he's always there following around for this group that's trying to catch her doing something.
Really?
So they have this friendly relationship, even though he's trying to catch her with his cell phone doing something. Like, he was off for a week and they sent a new guy. She's like, is he okay?
Is that employment? I mean, is he paid to do that?
Let me see if I can find it. It was a really weird story.
Yes.
Rashida Tlaib, by the way, I thought she really captured all of our feelings when she said that only black people should be able to review facial recognition because white people think black people look alike. So therefore, they can't be trusted.
Not, you know what? And also, analysts need to be African Americans, not people that are not. Because let me tell you, this happens all the time. Okay. It's true. Okay. I think non-African Americans think African Americans all look the same. I've seen it even on the House floor, people calling Elijah Cummings John Lewis and John Lewis Elijah Cummings, and they're totally different people. I'm just
saying.
Because
they don't care who the representatives are.
You know, I was thinking about today, this strange thought. If you're 13 and you're growing up right now and you're black, would you trust white people more or less than someone who was 13 and say, 1970? Because honestly, you are so overwhelmed with messages about how the horrible thoughts that live in the minds of white people all the time.
Yeah,
I think I
mean, honestly,
trust them less.
Yeah, I think I would if I was a 13-year-old black kid. But I'm not a 13-year-old black kid, so I'm not. Don't anybody get mad at me for projecting myself in the mind of a 13-year-old black kid or suggesting I understand everything.
Boom! Hot take!
I have to see this Simpsons episode, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Homer was great in it.
I haven't seen a good Homer episode in a long time.
I know. Most of it was about, most of it was about Homer and Bart. It was good.
Yeah.
Do you ever read too much news and just think that, God, white people just suck? They are the worst.
No, I read news and think all people suck.
Yeah.
I do, but I think white men suck the most.
White men can't have anything anymore.
They get everything. They don't deserve it. They discriminate against everyone else. They sexually harass. They sexually assault. Uh-huh. They're just shitty people. They're just horrible. They're entitled. They think they deserve everything.
I guess we'll just have to catch up then, huh?
Who was you watching, man?
Anyway.
I need a block of news channels.
You know what I did notice, though, about some of the new fall season shows? There are a lot of female police chiefs in these different shows. they've changed. Funny. They've diversified.
Isn't that funny?
Leadership of the police. The fictional police.
I play cards with J.D. Shelnut, chief of police.
J.D.
To kiss my ass, you little bastard.
Jennifer. Yeah.
Jennifer, yes.
I see it all the time. Like, the dumbest things. You know, when the accountants came out during the Emmys, and there's a female accountant in the middle, yeah. Not the two white guys, right. The two white guys and a... Or wait, maybe it was a white guy and a... I think they were all white. But there was a chick in there, and it was like, hey, they've diversified the accounting firm that counts the votes for the Emmys. Whoa!
At last, finally, we've broken down that barrier.
Yes.
Women hate women.
There's that.
I know TV shows, some of them, it's like, wow, they got everyone in there.
Yeah, yeah, they are changing it up.
Well, commercials are the best, though. Commercials really.
You know, I saw a radio show where I looked at it and I was like, oh, is this intentional or was this really a natural combination of people? Because that's the thing where you sort of wonder, you know, is this realistic that this combination of ethnicities would all be doing this?
Which show?
Any show. I mean, if you see a cast and you go, oh, they've hit all the marks, you know, and you're like, bing, bing, you know, like it's sort of like when Vanity Fair, I remember when they had the cover, and I think it was Models, and there was like two white people and, you know, 20 people total, and people were like, oh my God, what a beautiful cover, you know, and so, you know, I've started noticing this, and I guess it's probably good. I don't know. But I was looking at it's a San Francisco morning show. Alice is the station. It's Sarah and
Adam and Steve.
No, I think it's Sarah and Vaughn or something. Sarah and wait, what is it?
Vaughn.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny. Okay. And,
she got first billing. Ooh.
Yeah. Well, there you go. See? Now look at
that picture.
Oh my God.
Cool.
Look at the cast. I'm just guessing they should have pictured the whole show.
Well, over here they have a whole bunch of different guys.
Wait,
now, what were they doing when they were just captured in that shot then? Like,
they're jamming.
Yeah.
They're both jamming on guitar.
I love radio promo pictures.
I know.
Yeah,
Burn,
they're the worst.
Uman, so Sarah, Uzette, and Vinny. And
wait,
Vaughn.
Oh, wait, is there a black person? There isn't, is there?
Uman?
Uzette?
Why isn't there? Is Uzette black?
Click on her.
I'm trying. Nope.
No, she's just rad.
Oh, she could be.
She's not.
I don't know.
Read her bio.
Her skin is dark. Oh, her hands are really white.
maybe she has vitiligo.
What about Burn?
Burn?
He's Asian.
Looks like a dick.
Oh, Burn. Is Burn Asian?
I think so.
Yeah, I believe Burn is Asian.
He's like a jerk.
But
he's the like the goofy guy or the...
Oh, yeah. Like
the dude on the street.
I may have... Yes, he's got to be.
Man on the street.
He's the man on the street.
Oh, here, they have Vaughn.
Okay. See, they do have a black guy. See, I saw a picture of the whole crew, and I was like, okay, I know one of those guys is gay. I don't know which one it is, but one of them's got to be. Because they're hitting all the marks, and it's San Francisco, yeah.
And they put her name first. You know what? There are no morning shows that are, like, female-dominated.
Bob and Sherry.
Bob's name is first.
What's the
I
one
don't
in
know
L.A.?
Why.
Heidi and Frank.
Oh, Heidi, Frosty, and Frank.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah. Really? There are a few. Yeah. There are a few.
All I just see are these
women hate
the
women.
Vans with people's faces on them, and it's
J
face. Oh, his face is huge.
How big are Bob and Sherry, by the way? I
Bob and Sherry are big.
I see them ranked very high on podcast
rankings.
First
time listener, long time caller.
They have over 1 million listeners a week. They're in multiple markets. And we beat them on the podcast rankings, by the way. Just saying.
That's the important
look at that,
thing.
Look at that picture. Look at that radio promo picture.
Dick and Zilla, she's dancing.
They're incredibly real.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
They share their lives with
is
the
Is that
audience.
Hair color real? And
no.
What?
On Bob, Bob is 70.
What? Really?
Yeah, but he wears leather, so he's cool. So does Sherry.
Just like See? Buzz Bissinger.
And they both wear turtlenecks, too.
Oh,
matching.
Man. Yeah. Hey, were they Greater Media?
I think they were at one time, yeah. Yeah, I remember Buzz saying something
deal.
About them.
No, they were very successful.
Buzz. I think I remember Buzz saying, yeah, they do really well. I don't know if you'd like them, but they do really well.
I just want to know, like, after they take those promo shots, are they go, oh, my God, they're so stupid.
I think they
or
would.
They actually enjoy it.
They sound like they're okay. I mean, I read about them. They seem like they're okay.
Why don't we have any goofy photos like that?
Yeah, where are
we should try to make
shot.
The dumbest possible pick, the most cliche. Yeah. We should make a whole page like
that. Oh, like the cords wrapped around your head.
Why would we have to do that, though? We could all Photoshop ourselves into the stupidest
room. Oh, just find a dumb one, and we'll
that's
Photoshop.
That's a better idea.
Trudy rocking out today, with a guitar that's not plugged into anything.
Yeah.
Photoshop my head on what's her name's body, the San Francisco chick.
There's another female-led show that's pretty big in Phoenix. What's the name of that show? It's an adult contemporary show, and the lead is a female, and that's their big selling point is, we wanted a female lead. It does really well. I think the dude died, who was the guy in the show.
So he had to die for her to take over.
Look up Google. No, she was in control. His name is Bill Austin, I believe. He was a nice guy. I knew him.
Ooh. Aww.
And I've talked to her.
Whoa.
Yeah. K-E-Z?
K-E-Z, that's it.
Oh, sad for Bill.
What's her name?
Her name? Beth.
Beth, yeah. Beth McDonald, I think.
Beth and Bill.
Yeah, I know. It's really
cute. Beth and Bill.
Really cute.
Beth and
cute
Bill.
Show. Really cute.
It's not as good as that other radio station down there. What's his name?
Tom Tabak?
Tom Tabak.
Oh, Tom Tabak show.
Tom and
well,
Mike.
That was a TV show in Phoenix. It was
a radio show in
Sedona.
Son. Him and his son, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're still together, right?
I think so.
Tom Tabak?
Yeah.
That's a good
what
question.
Kind of radio show is this?
Well, he's got his band. He's got, you know, they have so many advertisers, too. You can tell a popular show is by the amount of advertisers they have.
I have so I'd love many to see the return of investment in advertising on that show.
Do you think these two people, though, were... Oh, God damn it. Ad block. These two people got, like...
They got it on. Oh,
totally.
That's what you're asking.
That's not what I was going to say next,
wow,
but...
that's funny. I haven't seen either one of them in 30 years.
Did they do, like, rowdy morning, you know, like... Or was it just,
no,
like...
No, it was an AC show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Beth is pretty. She was always pretty.
Yeah.
Bill's just Bill just got older, but Bill died. And, yeah. He was a nice guy.
You like what you see? Huh?
Listen to him; he's got words to say.
Oh boy! So yeah, I was going to mention what was the other show I was thinking about. Okay, wait, that Alice show. I listened to the Woody show, which was on 106.7 here.
Yeah, I didn't mind them.
I listen to it because I keep seeing the podcast does really well. It's in multiple markets. Mm-hmm. There's about, you know, 8 or 10 radio shows that do really well in the podcast charts. And we're right in there with them. I just want everybody to know. Anyway, the Woody show, I know it's made for, like, young people today.
Yeah.
And it's very diverse. And they have a gay guy who talks about his gay sex. And, you know, I just didn't like the show. Like, they did a thing about, you know, whose weekend was the most boring? And then they all talk about their weekend.
Yeah.
And it's like,
everything in radio has to be a segment.
That sounds like a consultant-driven segment.
Yeah. It's exactly.
Talk about yourselves. Yeah. We want to know more about you. Don't talk too long.
There's a show in San Antonio that's doing this thing. Who had the worst weekend? The audience calls in advance, so you've got the participation from the audience. And the well, that's some kids at all. What you do in your spare tab? And one guy's...
Put it up on social media.
One of the things they did that weekend... Yeah, here we go. A little lover boy working for that weekend.
Everyone's watching to see
They should crank this at the beginning. So they get to one guy who is, I think, a producer, and he's married. And another girl in the show had come over to hang out with them, and she ended up making out with his wife.
What? Oh, come on.
That's what he said. Yeah. Fake, so he didn't have to
make that up.
Fake.
And don't forget, tomorrow morning is your chance to win a pair of tickets to see this man live in concert.
Wait a second. Ted is somewhere nearby, isn't he? Did we get an email about Ted Williams today? I think.
Oh, you're really? Listening to nothing but the best of oldies. You're listening to Magic 98.9.
I just talked to his manager yesterday. Whoa. Again, he is the hardest guy to nail down for a phone call.
Ted's a big star.
He's got a new show coming. It's called Second Chances. It's about second chances because Ted got a second chance.
Wait, when you mean show coming.
Brilliantly described, Brandon.
Is it a podcast, radio show, TV show?
I think it's a television show.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And
well,
so
that's cool.
I told him, we'd talk about it.
Awesome.
Love to talk to Ted again. He had a great time last time he came into studio.
How could it be that hard to get to it? But it is.
He's busy.
Just keeps pushing me back.
I'm going to make sure that y'all going to get paid.
Did they mention I'm just going to buy you some Louis Vuitton something?
Yeah, we don't have that drop.
Louis Vuitton
what?
Bag.
Oh, here it is. Okay, Jake sent me this. I live in Reading, work in radio. Ooh! I just heard Ted Williams will be a keynote speaker at an event this Saturday. I just heard you guys ripping him. Thought I'd share.
Awesome.
Is he going?
I don't know. Wait, Reading?
Is Pennsylvania?
Oh. He spelled it R-E-D-D-I-N-G.
Oh, maybe it's not.
Maybe he goes on Reddit a lot and just... got mixed up.
How you doing? Ted Williams here, the man with the God-given golden voice.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. What a voice.
Okay, Ted. Wow. Brandon, did you get the... We have one guy. I sent you this like maybe an hour ago. Guy's getting pounded because his Social Security number is going to get frozen.
Oh, no.
And it was
I got it.
I think you got three calls today. Huh. That might be...
You want fired? Yeah. We'll
kind of a breakout move.
We might have to call Trent Bolt
the Friday show. Yeah, Bolte. Oh, there's breaking news on Bolte. Chris Watt is denying he got it on with Trent Bolte.
I hope Bolte saved like his version of the blue dress. Which would have just been his mouth.
Nice.
I was just thinking what would be his version.
Maybe we could swab it. Because that was Chris Watt's first time with a dude, so he probably... There might be a hole in Bolte's head.
Oh. You have reached a number that is no longer in service.
His first time with a dude.
No matter how much of the cleanup they did, something was left behind.
And remember, didn't they get it on the mudroom? Because
yes,
Watts
right
was
away.
So hot
right
to
away.
Get on with Trent. And he didn't even have those highlights, though, at the time. Highlights came after.
Call him now.
Oh, that highlight, though.
Yeah, we can call him now.
Highlight, though.
He tends to never answer. I don't know.
Now, yeah, on a whim, it's hard to get a hold of him, but I can try. We can try calling him. The Social Security number, they don't work. If you don't get them in the first 15 minutes, they don't work. So I don't know.
Okay. Paul Financial Hotline was opened for the occasion, though.
I'm sorry. I try them all the time as they come in, and... Honestly, I wouldn't even say 9 times out of 10. I would say 99 times out of 10. They're no longer active.
Hot take!
I am so going to overuse this.
It's a great drop it's so stupid. I distinctly remember
the phrase hot take.
I remember a couple of program directors would say, I'm looking for some hot takes.
Yeah. That's why
you're going to get Drew Sharp in here and get some hot takes. Didn't they have a segment, Drew's Hot Takes?
Probably.
Yeah. I produced that show.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, so did you help him come up with some of the hot takes?
I did not coin
the
term.
Sounder.
I think we did. Yeah. Mm. He was honestly.
We need a hot take sounder.
I'll say this.
We have one now.
Well, I know, but I mean, we should.
Hot take.
Drew was a hell of a nice guy.
He's great.
And his wife was amazing. So
I liked him a lot.
I met Drew. No, he's cool.
All right, you want to try Trent?
Didn't like Michigan football, though.
He didn't like anything in sports.
He had that cackle.
Are you ringing up Bolte?
Yeah.
Oh, let me get his music.
Oh, I forgot he had music.
Does he have music? Oh, Spotify wants me to watch an ad.
Did he request something?
Wait, hang up on him. Don't call him back.
Don't hang up on him. play it on the outro.
Damn it. Stupid Spotify.
We can play it when he doesn't
wait,
answer.
Can you play his yes with the deep voice? Yes. Yes.
He loves this song.
Yeah. Is there a deeper voice on the planet Earth?
Three,
than
Ted
Williams. Hello?
It's message.
Is not available.
Hey, Trent. Drew and Mike show Detroit. Hope you're doing okay. We were calling because Chris Watt is the subject of a new book to do with letters and interviews he's given since he's been in jail. And apparently he is alleging that he did not have any Trent Bolte action. And we just wanted you to verify that he's lying again. I mean, I don't even know why it matters. But
you just want to say hi.
It's just an excuse to call
your thoughts.
Yeah.
On it.
Yeah.
Your hot take.
Yeah. Boom! Hot take!
Hope you're doing all right, Trent. We'll talk to you. See ya!
Bye.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2.
Should we listen to it?
Hey, Trent. Drew and Mike show, Detroit. Hope you're doing okay. We were calling because Chris Watt is the subject of a new book to do with letters and interviews he's given since he's been in jail, and apparently he is alleging that he did not have any Trent Bolte action, and we just wanted you to verify that he's lying again. I mean, I don't even know why it matters.
Supposed to just don't say hi.
Just an excuse to call.
Your thoughts.
Yeah.
On it. Yeah. Your hot take.
Hot take!
Hope you're doing all right, Trent. We'll talk to you.
See ya!
Perfect.
I like it.
If you're
like
satisfied with the message,
emergency.
Send
it.
To listen to your message. To leave the number from which you are calling, press pound. To leave another callback number, enter the...
God, so much.
Enter just 6969696969. Callback number.
So for the hot take sounder, could we get the air horn thing that they always have at discos like where it goes, boo, 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 hot, 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 hot.
And then Homer, boom, hot take. I like it.
Or this here is a hot take. Walter would maybe voice it.
Walter could be involved. He's on retainer.
If he's alone, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. People are so fussy.
Hot take.
Oh, my God.
Boom! Hot take!
I'm just dreading the boner line. The boner line, I think
I know.
People are
trying... The way Brandon set it up, too. Ugh.
Are they trying to eliminate the boner line by being complete, just only voicing the most horrific complaints possibly ever on the boner line? Is this really an inside effort to destroy the boner line?
Maybe. Maybe.
Seems like it because
that's what's happening.
I'm sure having
nice
my doubts.
We're having.
If you listen to it, you'd think that people just despise the show.
Well, I think, like Judy said, they need to do their homework.
Exactly.
Yeah.
209-66 Boner. Are we still getting a lot of boner line calls, Brandon?
Yeah, we get, I would say, most days we get about 15 calls, but then there's some days where we'll get, you know, 30 to 40, and some days only like 10. But.
Well, there was an anti-vax hot take the other day.
Oh, really? Great.
May have inspired some calls.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Maz's?
Yes.
Yeah.
You want to give
I
it a spin?
Still don't understand that one, but.
Where's Homer?
Oh, sorry. I had a different window open.
Boom! Hot take!
I was printing out this story about.
I couldn't. It's like one of those things. Maz has the ability to literally make me almost freeze in place because, you know, I don't even know why the subject came up, but he suddenly was expressing the idea that vaccinations aren't always such a sure thing. And I was like,
no.
Well, I don't know why we both have the tendency to bite on his non sequiturs.
I just want to see how strong his argument was.
And it wasn't.
I thought maybe he had some new data that we weren't made aware of somehow.
Yeah. Drug companies.
Next. I never thought I'd see the day where people would deny science and medical science.
Blows my mind.
But here we are.
Feelings matter more than facts.
Hey, here's a hot take.
Yeah, that's why I didn't have
hot take
open because I was printing.
This says January 11, 2018, though.
What? That's not. Oh, that's the wrong one. Then shit. Gay.
Less hot take.
Shit.
It's a less hot take.
No, let me get the. What does that one say?
It says two women say James Franco's acting school sexually exploited them January 11, 2018.
The update is that they have filed a lawsuit against him.
Aww.
and his partner, saying that the school is an environment of harassment and sexual exploitation, both in and out of the class.
Wow.
I got to say, it sounded pretty shady to me.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Also claims the students were pressured to engage in simulated sex acts without the comfort of nudity riders. When one spoke up about sexing class being run and how it was being run, she said she was not accepted into the class. Students were asked to sign away their rights of video recordings of simulated sex acts. The lawsuit states that often young and inexperienced females were preyed upon to engage in simulated sex acts that went beyond the standards of the industry.
With
the standards of the industry of Hollywood?
With James?
Those standards.
Always?
Well, he got to watch and
usually
critique.
Him. Yeah.
And he was like that Demi Moore director. He'd be yelling, get a boner on that!
Get a boner on
get
that.
Get wet on that! The reason I think James Franco is really guilty of something...
Because we haven't seen him?
Because the way he's acted.
Oh, he's been busy. He's got a lot of movies in the works. He's directing... He just got done directing two movies. He's directing two more next season.
Lot of interviews.
So busy. He fell asleep at that massage parlor. That's how busy he was.
I thought originally, too, didn't he not show up when he was nominated for Best Actor?
I was still sleeping there.
That was a little strange, wasn't it?
Mm.
He didn't want to be a distraction.
Well, that was because he had the Emmys and he showed up, but then
Time's Out hit.
And then Time's Out
hit. And wasn't he busted for wearing a ribbon or a pin or something?
Yeah, he didn't show up to the Oscars.
People were angry about that pin.
Whatever.
It's funny how you're like, oh, man, I've done some really shitty stuff. I'm going to wear this pin. And then it's like, he's wearing the pin. Oh, my God. That's worse than if he didn't wear the pin. If he didn't wear the pin, I wouldn't say a damn thing.
Yeah, right, though. If he didn't have the pin, he doesn't care about Time's Up. You can't win.
Remember Oprah's speech? Time's Up.
Yeah.
I think her speech changed everything.
Remember people wanted her to run for president? After
yes, for 2 days.
Time is up.
For 2 days.
Time is up.
Do we have the speech? I just want to go back in time just so we can see what seemed like, people were declaring it a seminal moment.
White men can't have anything anymore.
Kind of like the zenith of the Me Too movement.
I'm mad, but I don't know at what anymore.
Thank you, Reese. Woo! In 1964, I was a little girl sitting on the linoleum floor of my mother's house in Milwaukee, watching Anne Bancroft present the Oscar for Best Actor
Sidney Poitier
at the 36th Academy Awards.
Who's that?
She opened the envelope and said five words that literally made history. The winner is Sidney Poitier.
Yeah.
Up to the stage came the most elegant man I had ever seen. I remember his tie was white, and of course
his
skin was black, and I'd never seen a black man being celebrated like that.
Hey, a black guy.
And I've tried many, many, many times to explain what a moment like that.
You're rambling, Oprah.
How long is this? When she gets to Time's Up?
10 minutes.
Okay, speed ahead. And no disrespect, Sidney Poitier. It was great to serve with love, too.
Watching. Not lost on me that at this moment, there are some little girls watching as I become the first black woman to be given the same award.
Oh, the Cecil B. DeMille Award.
White men can't have anything anymore.
Why did she get the Cecil B. DeMille Award?
She was in a lot of movies.
No, she wasn't.
Like Beloved and The Color Purple and that other one.
They are domestic workers.
That seemed like a gimme to me.
And farm workers.
It is Golden Globe, so maybe movie, I don't know. Movie and TV.
But her story.
Oh, Wrinkle in Time, don't forget that.
Too many years in
that
a
was
culture
a bust.
To the power of
Beloved, she said that you must see but Beloved. It's so important. That's why I didn't see it. No one's going to tell me to see a movie.
Do her movies just amazingly underperform?
Beloved was a bomb.
Who would think that this queen of television... I don't have a
problem. No, I would have thought it would have been huge, too. I expected it would be, but
I think she doesn't move. I'm sorry, I talked over it. Back it up.
Did she just Time's Up us?
Yeah.
Just shy of her 98th birthday. She lived,
as we all have lived,
too many years in a culture broken by brutally powerful men. For too long, women have not been heard or believed if they dared to speak their truth to the power of those men.
Oh, oh no, she's in the truth to power category.
But their time is up.
Oh, that's a huge hot take. Standing
your
out.
Time is up.
Boom, hot take. By the way, I
don't think man, you know, it's funny watching that audience there, you know, this Hollywood audience. There's some guys, you know, because a lot of women are standing and applauding. There's some guys sitting there going, do I stand? Do I stand? Do I stand? I don't want to be the first guy to stand.
Look at it. Look, we just stood up.
Who?
James Franco. Oh. He stood up.
Wait, who's crying?
And he's wearing a pin.
I just hope that Recy Taylor died knowing that her truth, like the truth of so many other women who were tormented in those years, and even
wait,
now,
who?
Tormented.
I don't remember.
This is Oprah's minge.
It was somewhere in Rosa Parks' heart almost 11 years later when she made the decision to stay seated on that bus in Montgomery. And it's here with every woman who chooses to say, me too. And every
wow,
man,
she hit the hooks. That was a hot take right there.
Every man who chooses
boom, hot take.
To listen. In my career, what I've always tried
Trudy
my
isn't
best
crying.
To do, whether on television
look at,
or
look at Anthony
film,
Anderson was rolling his eyes because he knows.
Stedman?
About
see
how
that?
Men.
He had a Me Too.
Stedman was like, I've heard this lecture. And now
I know he's heard it a million
no, he just knows how to drone her out. He's thinking of a football game.
Wow. And how we overcome. And I've interviewed.
I'm trying to remember what I was thinking when I watched this.
Some of the ugly.
Bet this is going on so long. Jeez.
Oprah's minge.
Well, she was. It was a very powerful speech, and long had quite an effect.
Yeah, it did.
I don't think there's any way to deny that. Meanwhile.
You take forever to say nothing.
Oh, Homer.
Zog Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram has launched their Jeep Adventure Days, and you better believe it's as exciting as it sounds, because during Zog Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Jeep Adventure Days, you can finally get the brand new Jeep you've been yearning for, like the 19 Jeep Compass Limited, as low as $166 a month. You could also get the new loaded 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $268 a month. And our friends at Zod have one of the largest Jeep inventories in the state, so that means lots of sweet Jeeps for you to choose from.
Boom! Hot take!
And we would not deny the discussion about Ram trucks. No.
No way.
Lease a new 19 Ram Crew Cab Bighorn as low as $145 a month.
Boom! Hot take!
That's what I was waiting for. And yes, Zod has an ass ton of Rams to choose from also.
See the boom! Hot take!
See the details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. Hall Financial Hotline is already open. And, you know, they provide lower payments, better options, more personal attention, especially more personal attention, according to our audience. They average 19 days when the industry averages 44.
Boom! Hot take!
And people are constantly saying, I got it done in 17 days, 16 days, 14 days, 18 days. It's funny how people keep track of that. Because that piece of copy, their copy is very effective.
What is their average?
19 days.
19 days. They're going to have to lower that average.
I was wondering what the average was as we speak. It seems like it would be lower.
What's the mode?
The.
Do you know that, you know?
Oh, yeah. Statistically speaking.
Mode would be what most people get, not the average.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the mean?
Yeah. Well, that's the average, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the median?
No, the mean is the
median.
Absolute middle, isn't it?
That's the median.
Oh, it is? That's the median?
The mean is the average, median, and then mode is what most people want. Sorry.
Well,
what a nerd.
Oh my God. Hot take.
Important questions, and you can save lots of money. That's the bottom line. Let's make it simple. You can save money if you refinance with Hall Financial. So go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. Go to our website, click the link, fill out the form. They'll get back to you pronto, or you can even call them, 248-308-5000, and Hall Financial will put you first. And as many have said, they'll hold your hand from start to finish. If it's your first home, you've never done this before, it is a miserable process, but they make it very easy. They're not constantly coming back and going, oh, we need this now. Oh, we need this now. No, they're very efficient. That's why it takes them 19 days. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention from Hall Financial. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435.
I like that.
So.
Oh, man.
Antonio Brown.
Oh, no.
There was some audio, and this really was kind of meaningless.
This here's breaking news on the ABNN.
Happy 38th birthday.
The Antonio Brown News Network.
From your boy, AB number 84.
Stand by for some booming breaking news.
And shit. Booming.
Boom. I forgot about the ABNN. Yeah, this is from the...
I was waiting for that because I didn't think it was prominently featured enough.
So. This is from the ABNN. His deposition, some things have leaked from the deposition.
Oh.
It appears that he was a belligerent lunatic in the deposition, not answering questions. And then I guess they had him for an hour. Mm-hmm. The last 5 minutes, he counted down the seconds.
That part's kind of funny, isn't
it? I thought it was kind of funny, too.
Totally rude, but...
And the questions are about him throwing all the stuff off the balcony and not replacing it, and all the other damage. And I guess he just didn't answer the questions and kept bitching.
How dare you?
He kept bitching about the $80,000 that was stolen and how bad their security is.
Yeah, which isn't the point.
Stupid question.
Isn't the point of the deposition.
No, it's not even, it's not, this is a lawsuit against him.
Yeah. I know, I don't
think. He can sue them.
I really don't think he understands that.
I don't, you know.
I don't think he does.
I don't, I think he really thinks everything revolves around him.
Yeah. Well, for a lot of his life it did. But yeah.
Yeah. But usually people.
I know about you, sweetheart.
Usually people have some self-awareness.
I kind of want to hear these.
Some empathy, a tiny bit.
I kind of want to hear these, quote, tumultuous tirades, defiant rants, and profane language in this deposition.
Oh, I know. I'd love to
get
see
out,
it.
Right?
It would be great to see.
Want to get
it.
Out?
I think I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Instead of answering questions, he chanted over and over as if
chanted.
A mantra, a narrative of his own warped concept. Yeah, that's about the. Security and the cash.
I don't understand. This is a $15,000 lawsuit. Why
just
does he want to go through all this?
Just pay these lawsuits off and be done and get back in the NFL and catch some touchdowns.
What's going on with the NFL investigation?
Brown, you're doing a heck of a job.
Apparently,
they dropped it.
They have been trying to get him to come in to give his side of this one story, and he can't seem to make his way in.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, if he ever wants to play in the NFL again, you know they're going to make him talk to him.
Oh, he's going to have a mea culpa at some point to get back in the league,
done.
Wouldn't he?
He's done.
How old is he then?
31.
31.
So he's done.
Doesn't, I mean, how
he's
many
cooked,
great
right?
years does he have left?
I would say
maybe
good,
three.
Yeah, I'd say three, four, five. I mean, he's really talented.
He's
still
great.
In good shape.
Well, you like what you see, huh?
I think that he could still play. I just don't think that the NFL is going to have him back. And maybe the XFL.
I wonder how his midterms are going.
Oh, yeah. How did that English paper go?
Yeah.
I'm sure he aced it.
Not.
That has got to be the worst thing going for Central Michigan, the fact that he is closing in on a degree, because you know he'll be popping off in some formation of English when he gets his degree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just would be embarrassed.
Pass a 300-level English class.
I don't know how that works.
Stick to what you know. Don't talk about what you don't know.
Boom! Hot take!
But, you know, sitting out a season at that age is just
hard.
Usually not a great idea. Although, Le'Veon Bell?
Yeah.
He's
been pretty good.
Yeah, he looks okay.
I mean, he looks good, although I guess, isn't he averaging like 3 yards a carry?
He's on a very, very bad team with no quarterback.
Weren't you kind of surprised he signed with the Jets?
No,
I'm
not,
he was the
not
team
at all.
I was expecting him to.
Really?
Somewhere.
I told you that story because I know someone that knows Adam Gase.
I would just think he'd want. I would think he'd want to be behind an offensive line in an offense where he could have some success.
He likes New York and he likes Adam Gase.
Well, if he wants
and
to get 3 yards
of
carry,
they were going
to
lose Sam Darnold. So I don't know.
Sam Darnold, really?
He looked fine in his rookie season, at least promising.
I'm pretty invested in his decision, Brandon.
I just
did you bet
was...
on my bookie on something?
I did not. I did not bet on the over-under of his yards this year.
Well, he's averaging 52 yards a game.
Yeah, and
rushing.
He did have that huge
catches.
Fumble that pretty much lost them the game. Or wait, no. I'm sorry. He didn't lose them the game. The big fumble that lost many fantasy people their games.
Oh.
Yeah.
Same difference.
It's hard to keep those games all straight.
Yeah, it is. For all of us. And then... Well, Ezekiel didn't sit out a season. But he missed training camp. He's doing fine, isn't he?
Yeah. And then there's Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, what's going on?
He's back. He's back in camp. He's just not able to play.
It's pronounced Gordon.
He's not able to play right away, they said, which I didn't understand that part of it. I don't know.
And what's, since we are going into football weekend, what's going on with Roquan Smith in Chicago, who apparently has been deactivated for personal issues?
But he's not injured. I don't know.
That's a weird one.
That reminds me. Do you remember the Sean Gale murder story?
Yeah.
She fought the murderer in Sean Gale.
That was an incredible story, by the way.
And the great cop work, too.
Yes.
How they busted her. But his mistress killed his other mistress, or was one a wife? And
I think it was mistress killed new girlfriend.
There you go. And then you find out that he was dating 15 other women at the same time.
He had a few girlfriends.
But she just appealed and filed, you know, saying that she didn't do the murder and she wants an appeal, which seems like weird timing for all of them.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I know. By the way, nuts.
I didn't think she was that hot either.
No, she was nuts.
I mean, I thought, when I saw her, I would think, she's got to be really nice to put up with her.
She had a really good body, I think.
She worked, you know what? She was real muscular.
Yeah.
She worked out a lot. She struck me as somebody who would be really into herself.
Boom! Hot take!
And I'm right. She was.
She was very interesting.
She murdered her rival.
Yeah. Right after she had sex with Sean Gale.
She was, was she psycho.
Which one had sex with him?
The murderer.
Oh.
I believe,
right? He just banged the murderer?
I thought so. Or do I have it backwards? I don't know. That story's so confusing.
That's the slain girl. That's the girl who was slain. Yeah, she's gorgeous.
The murderer.
Yeah. I would have dumped the murderer for the slain girl any day.
Oh, yeah. But he had 15 other women, so who knows?
Yeah, he had an active...
I don't think he was going to commit to any of them.
An active life.
After all, he's part of the Super Bowl shuffle.
Yeah. So what's Sean Gale doing now? I get him mixed up with the defensive back who shot himself in the heart.
Dave Duerson?
Yes. Yeah. I get the two mixed up. Because they're both involved in murders. One murdered himself.
They're both safeties on the 85 Bears, right?
Was it Doug Plank and Gary Fensick?
Oh, Fensick was... Oh, that's sure, you're right. Yep.
Sean Gale is currently an NFL analyst for Sky Sports.
Oh.
Really? Okay.
Never heard of it.
Huh. Wonder if he talks about the case when he's doing the games.
Now, when I was banging 17 women, I'd go in, out. And...
God, that girl that got killed was really hot.
Yeah.
She was also pregnant?
Right, she was.
The attorney claims new evidence proves that she did not kill her. I don't know what the new evidence is.
I mean, he's probably got 1,000 kids. All the raw dog loads he drops.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, we got some new drops today we like to play.
Sunday in Philadelphia's new episode was A+. It was so good.
Wow. I'm so pumped to watch this Homer episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah, it was good. God. Good TV. It sweeps now, or what do they call it? I know it doesn't really exist, but it's the new fall season.
Yeah, the new fall season. The
Park was new.
Yeah, sweeps are November, aren't they? Do they still do that?
I don't think they really exist anymore.
They don't.
I thought they did in May, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, who cares? I was going to mention them. Oh, yeah. Who's on SNL this weekend?
Phoebe Waller-Bridge from Fleabag, the girl who won three Emmys. I really like her. I think she's great.
Musical guest was somebody. What, weren't they somebody?
You're going to say it and then I know it because it was somebody of some interest.
It's amazing how often the musical guest and I don't click anymore.
You didn't like Billie Eilish or Eilish?
I didn't see her.
Billie Eilish?
It was pretty stupid.
Shawn Mendes?
She's got an interesting shtick.
That's the guest?
Wait a minute.
Shawn Mendes?
Wait a minute.
That sounds like it sucks. Oh, Taylor Swift.
What?
Taylor Swift?
Balls.
I'll watch Taylor Swift just because she's Taylor Swift.
Except they'll probably use her in like 5 sketches.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a guess that you should be able to have a really funny skit or two with Taylor Swift. There's a lot to make fun of if she has a sense of humor.
That's a big if, though.
Yeah, it is a big if. Robert De Niro he's got a lot of sense of humor. I've noticed he's got a really strong sense of humor. But he's kind of angry, too. And it's funny because there's a suit. A former personal assistant is suing him. Or no.
Well, no.
He's suing her for $6 million for embezzling money.
But she countersued, right?
Yeah, she countersued because he makes lots of sexually charged comments. And he urinated on the phone with her, which I thought was...
Now, really, wait a second.
Is that really a... suable offense?
Did they say when he was on the phone with her or just that he does it?
He was on the phone with her and he was urinating.
There's one thing in here that really kind of made me mad. She, her official title was executive assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And she claims that De Niro treated her like his office wife. Now, I just want to say, wouldn't that be the same description? Office wife, isn't that kind of equal to executive assistant?
Boom! Hot take!
He made her do stereotypical female duties like housework. Well, that might not be executive assistant.
Yeah, she said she was reduced to typically female roles.
Just shut your goddamn pie hole.
That's a little vague.
And also that he talked about taking Viagra all the time. There were a lot of claims. Now,
and Mr. De Niro would direct Ms. Robinson to scratch his back, button his ties, and prod him awake when he was in bed. De Niro also stood idly by while his friend slapped Ms. Robinson on her buttocks.
You can get a doggy style, you can get a ling on your side. Those are your only choices.
Actual audio.
She said she had to endure jokes about Viagra, like you said, and that he directed her to, quote, imagine him on the toilet. Come on, that's just funny.
Directed her?
Yeah.
Okay, pretend I'm your director.
Stuff around me, and I'll break every bone in your goddamn body. Do you understand me? I'll pop your head like a zit.
Now here's your motivation. Imagine me on the toilet.
I'm on a shitter.
De Niro suggested that Miss Robinson could get pregnant using sperm from her married coworker.
Okay.
What's the context of that conversation, though? It's not like he just pops
context
that
doesn't matter. It's 2019.
No, but what if they're talking about something and.
You can get pregnant with Bill's sperm.
The highlight of the case is, of course, the voicemail we'll get to listen to in a second. But it's also funny that he's suing her for embezzling all this money and for watching Friends 55 episodes in 4 days during work. 55 episodes of Friends on Netflix in 4 days at work, which really made me not like her.
Why? Because she watched Friends or because she watched that work?
No,
because
she binged watched it for 4 days.
Oh, I know.
I just think she's common.
Basic.
What if it was Seinfeld? Would that be okay?
I don't know. 55 episodes in 4 days of
an 20-year-old
show?
What if it was The Office?
It's too many.
I mean, they're all bingeable, I guess, but for 4 days?
What if she was watching De Niro's movies and then claimed it was research?
Oh, he would have loved that.
She should say, I was watching Friends to see if you were ever in the show.
What do you think of him, his you know, fuck him and fuck Trump? Because I feel like he's sort of in a way like Greta. Not that I want to bring her up, but I don't think he's helping his side by doing that.
He's not. He certainly is not.
And also, I never, honestly, for so long, you never saw him or heard him anywhere except in the movies.
Right.
And it seems that the more I see and hear of Robert De Niro, the less impressed I am.
Yeah.
He's a lousy interview.
He's the worst, unless he's railing about Trump.
Then
he has some energy.
He's not great live on Saturday Night Live. It looks like he's trying to read cue cards, and he fumbles and mumbles. And yeah. I don't know. I didn't think it was very good.
Yeah.
And now all this. Now he seems like such an angry guy. It's like, wow, he sounds like the Goodfellas guy. Like the Goodfellas. Like his characters are really him, and he's not acting as well as I thought he was.
He's revealing too much of himself. I think
possibly
a little mystique. You know.
Well, what was the worst thing Tom Cruise ever did to himself?
Jumped on the couch at Oprah's.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say the Matt Lauer interview.
That too.
They were both bad, though.
Yeah.
They were. I'd say jumping on the couch, you probably could have survived better than the, you know, you're glib, Matt. I know the history.
Oh, right.
Of what do you call them?
You're glib.
What, some kind of drugs. And you don't.
This is pseudoscience.
It was weird. But anyway, Robert did go off on her in a voicemail, which she saved from 2012. And it's...
You're shooting me in Spain, and you're fucking upset with me because you tell me how nice you have it, your life over there, then you fucking don't answer my call? How dare you? You're about to be fired. You're fucking history. How dare you? With all the good things you do, this is...
How dare you?
Fuck this. How dare you fucking disrespect me for how much you did? You want to fucking another position. You want another position. Then say you want another position. Go off somewhere. But don't fucking get angry with me because I'm pissed off because I didn't get a simple thing that I need right now here out in California when I'm here for less than 24 hours. You got to be fucking kidding me, you spoiled brat. Fuck you.
Brat.
So quit whatever you want. God damn it. How could you fucking say you don't answer? You're you're upset that you're living in Spain, you spoiled fucking brat.
Spoiled fucking brat.
How dare you?
Why is his assistant a spoiled fucking brat? How old is she? How old is this kid?
God, she looked like she was in her 30s.
You know, this as far as the...
By the way, that's exactly what a voice message from De Niro to anybody in any situation would sound like in my mind.
I would think so. It reminded me of Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiled little pig.
Yeah. Reminded me of Mel Gibson.
Yeah, yeah.
How dare you?
Mel had a little more energy.
And the... I think his defense... One of his defenses should be that as far as the sexual harassment, she's white. He only likes black chicks.
That's true.
That she is. And she's not that hot. I don't think doing it. Is she that hot?
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of like a dude.
She's 37.
Where's her Instagram? Does she have better Instagram pictures?
She actually looks like he's worn her down, though.
I'm sure
right. That picture there.
Honestly, who would want to be his executive assistant? That would be so exhausting.
Yeah, I didn't
know. I fire people all the time.
I never expected to think that he was such a hothead. I just thought he was a great actor.
No, I think that's who he is now.
It does seem that way.
He's not getting his way very much anymore, you know? His wife, which one?
Yeah, she's getting divorced.
Divorcing him, so.
Yeah.
Somebody's just being a bad...
There's someone else who was mistreating a staffer, too.
He got, by the way, he got pounded on that roast.
De Niro?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Alec Baldwin roast?
Yeah.
I thought he took more of a beating than Alec Baldwin.
Oh yeah, definitely. And
he looked like he aged during the roast.
Well, yeah, he did look old, but this new flick he's in, The Irishman, in which everybody is just gushing over. They say it's 3.5 hours, but it's perfect movie. He looks so young in this movie that, you know, they did the CGI to make him look young, and it's crazy.
He got those cool shoes with lifts on them.
The 8-inch shoes.
Yeah. Gushing.
Oscar De La Hoya is being sued by a famous ex-Golden Boy Promotions employee who claims a boxing star would call him at all hours of night to save him from situations where he was highly intoxicated.
What was her job? Isn't that what she's supposed to
do? He was an employee. Yeah. Ex-Golden Boy Promotions employee. Yeah. The man behind the suit is David Gonzalez, a famous L.A. radio star known as Tattoo.
Oh, cool name.
You know a radio star named Tattoo?
Hervé Villachez?
Tattoo first appeared on Power 106 back in 2001 and agreed to have the words, "I slept with Shaq," tattooed on his forehead in exchange for Laker playoff tickets.
God.
He later got the tattoo removed. Oh.
Well, that should be against the rules.
You know, that sounds so stupid. For Laker playoff tickets?
Yeah. They should.
A guy at Power 106 can't find a way to get Laker playoff tickets?
I mean, really?
He's a radio star?
Apparently not.
Is he a radio stunt guy?
That's kind of what sounds like.
Maybe that's what got him into the business.
Trudy, can you deep dive Tattoo, Power 106? See what we can find out about this man's radio career.
Sure.
I want it put in proper perspective. But Gonzalez said he was contacted by Golden Boy Promotions in 2010 to work for Oscar's company, mainly doing promotional work and announcing at events. In a lawsuit, Gonzalez says things got weird quick. He was ordered to perform a wide range of highly personal, improper, and illicit non-work-related duties.
Oh, good job, Tattoo.
Oscar would contact him all his night in need of help from various compromising situations, in most cases insisting him out of threatening life situations while he was highly intoxicated under the influence of substances.
Here
things came to a head when Gonzalez said he was in a bad accident, was hospitalized with serious injuries, including a broken rib. So I said he called Goldwood, informed him he couldn't work, was told he needed to show up or he'd be fired. At first, he says he sucked it up and did his job, but the pain became too much to bear and he needed time off to recover. As a result, Golden Boy forced him to quit.
Ooh.
Now he's suffering severe emotional distress as a result, having emotional breakdown, stomach pain, lack of sleep. Stomach pain probably like Brandon has when he doesn't fart. Are you having a lot of stomach pain?
Not recently because I've been potting the mic down so you guys can't hear him.
Thank God.
But I see.
On that subject, it comes up on the boner line.
I see. And you wouldn't play the thankful. You wouldn't play the
non-farting one.
Yeah, the calls that
anti-farting.
Appreciate the lack of farts. Those calls would probably not get prominent play on the boner
That's
line.
Not, that is so not true. I do not just put in pro-Brandon fart audio in the boner line. If there's anti-Brandon fart, it'll go in there.
Okay.
I promise.
Suffering from emotional distress, stomach pain like Brandon, lack of sleep, feelings of helplessness, sadness, and more. Well, if you were a radio star and you quit to work for Oscar De La Hoya to announce it, what a stupid... Trudy, do you see a radio star here?
No, I just see the dude who stunted into...
There he is. That's him on radio.
I mean, the tattoo across his forehead seals his gonzo credentials, removing his Raiders cappy displays. I mean, it looks like
cool.
He's...
Cool.
Is that this all he's known for?
He's a complete stunt guy for radio.
I object to him being called a radio star.
Arrested numerous times and jailed at 19 after shooting at his biological father.
And missing.
He then somehow wedged himself onto the air. I wanted to be a jackass actor.
Oh, great.
And then he was shot in the testicles with a taser when he was on the air. So that was one of their bits in the morning.
That's cool.
Tabloid notice for his fetish video for when he was whipped by Nadia Suleiman.
Oh, really?
Octomom. Yeah.
Why did Oscar De La Hoya hire this joker?
She in a black corset. He'd impersonated a baby. Don't we remember that?
I don't know.
Anyway. He wore a diaper. They made a spoof of it after
fun.
She got her porno offer. And the tattoo across his forehead seals his gonzo credentials. So.
Wow.
I used to change that guy's diapers.
One of those people who's willing to do, you know, all that goofy shit in order to get on attention.
He sounds like he got really soft, though, working for De La Hoya. Because he's sleepless, emotionally distressed, and... Yet he did all this other stuff at Power 106.
Well, that's the thing you got to go to. You have to have a thing to go to after, you know, you do your gonzo stuff, and then you have to have another move.
There's Tattoo. That's him.
Yeah, I know.
The tattoo, it looks almost as weak as the penis on...
The old Romanowski's?
Yeah, Romanowski's forehead.
What is Milty doing?
Bentley's friends with him.
I know, he hasn't sent me anything lately.
What? Who's this chick? Don't tell me this is his girlfriend.
Hi, Jim. Thank you.
True, that girl's too hot for him, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I think she's long gone.
Okay. Is that supposed to be his girlfriend, or is that just somebody like, oh, here's the guy that works on the radio?
It could be.
You need to get a picture with him.
Let's see. Oh, it looks like there's more than one picture with her. I think she's gone. Just saying. Okay.
He lost weight, though.
Yeah, he did.
That was the other stunt.
I hate
stop talking about him.
You know. Brandon, how long is the boner line?
5 minutes long.
Oh, is it going to be a real bummer one?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
there's
going to
be a couple calls that you guys shake your head at, but there's some other ones that you're going to chuckle.
Hey, it's your boy Tattoo from Big Boy Neighbor.
Oh, Trudy's still into Tattoo.
Oh, you're so into him. Oh. Wait, play that. I want to hear that.
It's his voicemail. Do you want to put it? Okay.
Wait, his
Tattoo from Big Boy Neighborhood. Now, you reached the homie. He ain't in right now because we're right here grubbing down, eating like gordos right here. But get back at him, and I'm sure he'll get back at you when he's done picking out with the homeboy Tattoo. Big Boy Neighborhood, Power 106, where hip hop lives.
Wow.
That sounds pretty clever.
Good stuff, man.
Neat. He couldn't even leave his own outgoing message.
I feel like I should leave during the boner line.
No.
Just come back and pretend.
No, you're going to have too many things you want to respond to.
You'll want
to
respond to some of it.
It's just going to be.
I'm getting out a new piece of paper right now.
All right. Play the boner line.
It's going to be terrible.
Jesus.
All right. Here we go.
Boom. Hot take.
Drew, Mark, Brandon, Trudy. Zeus.
Hey,
what's up, you poop dicks?
You think you guys need to put Maz and Brandon's butt on a show together? It would fucking stink.
Oh, I love that smell.
Audio separated at birth. You ready? Mike Schmidt and the Flocka Kid's father on Dr. Phil.
Yeah,
I think God, the dream came true.
No, anything like that.
Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
You guys talk about climate change. But yet when you look at all, watch the weather on TV, the record highs for the day are always from the 1800s. But yet all you guys talk about is, why don't anybody believe the science?
Case closed.
Why don't you guys look at the other side of the science?
It's called Mother Nature.
Let's not underestimate the fact how fucking hot Demi Moore was in Indecent Proposal, whatever the fuck it's called, with Michael Douglas. I used to pound off to the sex scene on the VHS right when I was going through puberty, and I probably spilled it probably 300 times to that scene. and I'm fucking proud of it.
I touch myself! I masturbate!
What's up? This is Southfield Cap calling the U of M football player a boy. Was a little bit ridiculous. I don't call anybody boy. I don't even call boy boy.
Boy!
But as far as license, registration, and proof of insurance, I have it ready when the cop gets to my window. I just give it to him immediately. I don't ask him why he pulled me over. I just give him that stuff when he gets there. And as a result, I don't get tickets. I don't have any tickets. I'm 58 years old. I have no tickets.
Well, good for you. I wanted to point out it's a new record for Mr. Thomas Mazzaway.
Okay.
The October 1st episode, 26 seconds in, he derailed the podcast. That's amazing.
That's bullshit.
You guys are killing me with those credit drops.
How dare you?
Please get rid of her and play more Player Dave. I'll donate $50.
Dang, I hit the Powerball.
And you're talking about vaccinations now. I never agree with Maz, but I have to on this one.
Shit, yeah.
Just look at both sides. Did you guys forget that they had vaccinations that were killing people down in South America?
Yeah.
Bill Gates had them vaccinations that he was giving to these people in other countries. They were killing the kids.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, do you don't trust doctors? They're trying to make money for the pharmaceutical companies. Absolutely they are.
Yeah.
You guys are, like, ridiculous. You can't look at both sides. You just have to take one side. Because, hey, that's what liberals do.
Don't let the liberal media tell you how to think and feel.
Okay, Maz basing his anti-vax opinion on his cousin, who's a pharmacist.
Yeah.
I bet if you guys press that just a little bit, probably going to find out the cousin is indeed not a pharmacist.
No.
It'll be something close, like he happened to be in a CBS one time. I don't know. It just sounds like another one of those small, small lies that for no fucking reason.
You butt out.
Devin Singletary is a stone-cold fucking lot.
I agree.
He's going to nail that shit down by week 9.
Yeah, that's right.
Mark my words. That's a lot, baby.
Yeah, that's right. I agree. Yeah, me too. Yeah, that's right.
Maz, if I have to hear one more goddamn anti-vaxxer statement from you, I swear to God. You went from 8 shots back in the day till 20 today. Yeah, it's medical progression in science.
What can you do? Medicine's not a science.
I had to hold in my farts all afternoon because I had a meeting at work, and now it's 9 o'clock at night, and I still have a really bad tummy ache.
Don't feel good.
Brandon, I'll never doubt you again.
Drew, I'm really questioning Antonio Brown and Virginia Tech with the same education system. Rooting number?
Doesn't he talk funny?
I just wanted to call and say I have an audio separated at birth. It's the Bezos drop and White Zombie's More Than Human.
Oh.
When he goes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Drew, I don't know about small planes, but I know big planes don't take keys. Back when I worked at Detroit Metro, that was a prank we would play on some of the new guys. We'd have them look around for the keys. Of course, they never found them.
Ha! Good one!
I need more talk of Bush.
Bush!
I don't care if it's President Bush.
Bush!
Or actual Bush.
We've got Bush.
Tom is an anti-vaxxer because the vaccinations that he got in 1965 are different than the ones that are being given in 2019.
Yeah.
Does he have opinions on the cell phones that were available in the 1960s too?
No.
Because, I mean, if they're different now than they were in the 60s, then cell phones are probably fake too, right? I'm just trying to understand the logic.
Mother effer.
The number one problem in climate change is cows farting.
Yeah.
So we all need to become vegetarians, and Brandon needs to stop farting. Keep it moist.
That's it. Wow.
Okay. I want to say this about the guy. Was that a Southfield cop that called? Did you say he was a cop or just from Southfield?
He said regarding the Southfield.
Okay. Yeah, I feel the same way. When the cop comes, you know you have to provide license, proof of insurance, and registration. You know it's coming. I mean, even if he tells you, if he doesn't tell you, I think it's good if they do tell you. I agree with, was his name Bell?
Yeah.
What was his first name?
No, it was,
Bell.
I can't think.
Whatever his name is, the 61-year-old black guy that got pulled over. He played football at Michigan. He was on the field when Charles White got the committed the fumble,
yep.
Which Elric was so proud to point out.
Never called. Rip off.
Anyway, you know, to tell some, ask somebody 15 times their license, registration, and insurance, that was just really stupid. And the guy had a warrant, and he didn't have a license, and he didn't have a registration. It was just, you know, come on. I think he was probably, as far as the guy saying, boy, I agree. I can't think of, you know, if I'm talking about a boy, a little boy,
yeah,
I might use that word. I agree with him. I don't call people boy. It just seems like one of those words you just kind of want to let go because it just has a bad connotation.
Hey, I didn't know that officers can just run plates like that, or that they
they do that all the time.
I didn't know that. I don't know that's why. What they, I just that never was, thought about it.
That was why that, who was it that went nuts in New York because the cop, the cop ran his plate. Why'd you run my plate? That's racist.
Oh, yeah.
And he was calling him, he was going on and on about what a pussy he was.
Yeah. That's why it takes so long for them to get to your car once they pull you over, is they're running your plate.
But they said they ran his plate before they pulled him over.
Yeah, they did.
I just didn't know that.
And he said he can run anyone's
plate.
It's
obvious. I just didn't know why. I just never thought about it.
And the guy said he didn't have a ticket, and then he said he had the thing in his apartment.
And then he became very anti-Asian.
And then, yes. And then he turned out to be a big liar, too, because he did have a warrant.
Yeah.
And then, oh my God, this guy is it conservative? Is it liberal to be pro-vax, to believe in science, to believe in the medical community? Is that liberal?
I
didn't think that was liberal or conservative.
I didn't know.
Don't 95% of people vaccinate their kids?
Yeah, most people
so it's
do.
Not conservative or liberal.
No,
it's pro-health actually, or anti-disease. Maybe it's anti-disease or plague.
It's logic. Outbreak.
I don't think it has anything to do with a political party.
I didn't think so either, but.
But there's a, I mean, honestly, I don't think if you took all the anti-vaxxers, would you find that they were from one scheme, point of view?
I thought most anti-vaxxers tend to lean left because they're well-educated.
Jenny McCarthy?
White females. I think so.
Kristen Cavallari?
Yeah, see, I think most of them are.
I wouldn't call them educated females.
college. I mean, but Antonio Brown's college educated.
I don't really care how educated they are. I'm going with the doctor.
Yeah, of course.
And it suggests, you know, believe me, I'm not naive. I understand. Big Pharma does things. Yeah, they want you to take opioids. They wanted you to take opioids. They wanted to make them popular. And there was a lot of chicanery going on there. But, you know, there were a lot of doctors who didn't prescribe that stuff. Because they were worried about people getting addicted. And the idea that all these doctors that want to vaccinate kids, they're all part of this conspiracy. Really? Every doctor is that lame, that corrupt? Every doctor?
Yep.
Okay. But I'm glad he blamed Bill Gates. He didn't mention Melinda Gates.
No,
he added Melinda and Bill Gates.
Bad.
If anything, wouldn't doctors have a vested interest in not vaccinating people? Because then they'd have more business through the doors.
Yes.
Taking care of people, charging them hospitals.
Yeah, but I think healthy people are... You get more money with healthy people because you can crank them out. Well, if you get a bunch of sick people, you're only going to be able to, you know...
Yeah, but you can have them, you know, like on a drip or something. Like something that costs a whole lot of money before,
well, that's
before it kills
hospitals,
them.
Though. I mean, your standard doctor would rather see a whole bunch of healthy people so they can see 100 people instead of 10
healthy people
don't
go
sick
to the doctor.
Clients, yeah.
Well, they, you know, I keep hearing this conspiracy theory that they don't want to solve cancer because it'll cost them money.
Oh, my God. You know how much
really?
Money you'd make if you solved
all
cancer?
All the people who are studying cancer who want to solve this riddle who would, of course, be Nobel Prize winners and would make gazillions of dollars.
How much would that patent be worth? Yeah.
Oh, I know. So all those people are going, nah, everybody else makes too much money off this. I'm not going to bother.
Oh, it hurts my head.
That doesn't mean there aren't people in medicine who are going, wow, cancer, we make a lot of money on cancer. Doesn't mean no one thinks that way. Record highs. Okay. I hate the Boner.
You're not going to change anyone's opinion.
I hate the Boner line. So today is the is two OJ-versaries.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Cool.
It is, in fact, the anniversary in 95 of when he was acquitted for murdering two people. And then, ironically, 18 years later in 2008, he was convicted of robbing people.
On the same day?
On the same day.
It's incredible.
I know.
The judge did it on purpose.
So it's an anniversary. I wonder, did he celebrate his anniversary on Twitter?
You know what? I haven't looked.
I did look.
We did.
Oh. He did not.
Well, he just forgot.
You know, that was an incredible.
You know, I'm a history buff.
That was October 4th, 1995, when he was found not guilty? Or 96?
3rd, 95, yeah.
October 3rd, 95.
And then October 3rd, 2008.
Technically.
You've just been juiced.
2 days ago.
I didn't know it yesterday. I didn't look.
You've been juiced.
It's also the anniversary of Roy Horn being mauled by
Manticore.
Cool.
No, Manticore was trying to save him. He was trying to save him.
Oh, save him, right.
Yeah.
There you go.
The day that Manticore tried to save Roy Horn by...
by killing him.
Nah.
By almost killing him.
Biting into his neck. I'm going to save you.
And today, what's the Max Scherzer-versary?
He threw a no-hitter today, right? Isn't that the anniversary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think was the same day Eastern Michigan almost beat LSU, and I think Indiana almost beat Ohio State.
Yeah. That was, we were watching those at Brandon's wedding. That's why I went to the wedding, to watch the games.
Thanks for watching.
Brandon's anniversary.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Hey, happy anniversary.
4 years.
It's also the anniversary
happy anniversary, Kristen.
Thank you.
Miguel Cabrera winning the Triple Crown.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Duh.
And I'm so glad he's on our team.
Happy anniversary, a-hole.
I do remember when he signed that contract. I said, we're going to hate him at the end of his career. Yeah. We're going to hate him. He's going to be an albatross, and that's exactly what he is.
Yeah, but it happened a lot sooner than we thought. Boom! Well, hot take! I'm telling you.
I would never have dreamed that Miguel Cabrera could only hit 12 home runs in 500 and some at bats when he's batting 285.
Just retire.
Where's his power?
In a year where every home run record is being shattered.
And, you know, you can look at a lot of...
Does he go home to Venezuela in the offseason?
Oh, I think he works out every minute.
In Venezuela?
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I don't know.
What if he disappeared in Venezuela? Do they have to pay off his contract to the state? And which estate?
Good question. You could hold that up in court for a long time. You could get Soros to finance the mistress.
He's buying everything.
This dude's got no more pop. There was 6,776 total home runs this year. That's 671 more than any other year. There was 307 home runs just by one team alone. 14 teams set franchise records. 24 teams had 200-plus home runs. Not the Tigers, by the way. It's just insane. He has no more power. He doesn't even have a warning track power anymore.
Look at old sluggers. They tend to hit for low average, and they still hit some bombs. Yeah. Like Frank Thomas, when he had one leg, and he hit 39 for Oakland. I think he was 38 years old that year.
It's like the idea.
Pujols is still hitting home runs.
Yeah. The Diamondbacks and Phillies played a game where they hit 13 home runs in one game. That's more home runs than Cabrera hit all season. It's insane.
I know, and he hit one on the last day of the season to give him 12.
Neat.
21 doubles, I think, 33 extra base hits. Castellanos had almost 90.
Don't you want to that press conference where the Ilitches come out and say, it's, Miguel went home in the offseason, and you know what? Nobody can get a hold of him anymore. we're trying everything we can to find him. In the meantime, we're suspending paying his contract out.
He's trying to get through to him.
The way they want to cut salary, nothing would surprise me.
Yeah.
Hey, The Who have a new single out today.
Another new one?
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was pretty good. I thought it sounded good.
What's it called?
I listened to two of the songs, When the Music Stops or something.
All This Music Must Fade was the one we played today.
And Ball and Chain. I listened to two songs often. I liked them both.
Yeah, pretty good.
I'm sure they get a lot of airplay.
They did all day long.
Well, you said Wheels was playing.
All day, man.
I'm shocked by that. That's cool. I'm glad.
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9.
I hate this song. And that said, we never really got along.
Yes!
It's not new, not diverse. It won't light up your parade. It's just simple verse. All this music will fade.
Try Ball and Chain.
Ball and Chain?
Yeah, Ball and Chain.
Is that the one we played when last time we talked to Graf?
Oh, is that from 2006?
No. From the other... Yeah, we did play it. Yeah, this is the one we played. But it's cool. We'll play it.
I thought it was okay. Well, we're not allowed to play without Gary here?
No.
Call Gary so we can play it.
Boom! Hot take!
I do sit at the piano and do lots of work, yeah.
He guessed it on us.
Listen to that motherfucker play those keyboards.
Oh, long intro.
Who are you?
This is Bone Chain, Egypt.
Slow down.
Down in Guantanamo, we still got our bone chain.
Sampling Aretha?
We still got the ball chain. That pretty piece of Cuba designed to cause me pain.
That's a boss. Big boss.
With the light of Cuba.
Sounds like the Who, doesn't
you
it?
You won't feel the same again.
God, his voice sounds great. I love his growl.
Songs about Guantanamo.
Weird. Weird.
Who's that dude?
Who is this?
I like the sample.
Put it on the phone.
Take. I mean, I'm sure it will. I don't know. Maybe it'll do well. It'd be cool to see the Beatles and the Who. Yeah, towards the top of the chart.
I mean, that's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Send you put me down, baby, that
would be super retro, huh?
How many guys that age?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
That's crazy.
Will Jay-Z be on the charts in 40 years?
No.
With something re-released or new?
Oh, re-released?
Name one other band that's done that.
I can't believe the Who put out an album in 2006. I didn't know it until like last year. Oh, they had an album in 2006. I love the Who. I really do.
I didn't know it till today.
I know. I really
everybody just wants to hear the old songs anyway. So stop making new music.
That's I'm really glad true. They made this though.
What do you do though? If you like making music, so you're going to keep making music, but no one wants to hear it. They want to hear the old.
Well,
songs.
You know, they really since it was it. It's Hard, the last album.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like 83, and then they retired, and then they unretired, and they kept touring. And so Pete Townsend, this time around, said, oh, yeah, I keep getting this crap, you know, these people who say that, oh, they don't do anything new. And he's like, I want to show these new whippersnappers that can still make some good music. Yeah. Even though I think he was acknowledging that, you know, I'm sure there's not a lot of great interest in new Who music. People want to hear the old songs, but I just want to show people we can still make good music.
You want me to change? Fuck you!
And I heard that they had a show, I think it was recently, where Roger couldn't finish the show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He had to go shave his chest.
I guess. Well, if there's smoke, vape, anything, he's got a very sensitive voice.
Very sensitive.
He sounds good when he sings, I think. But anyway, I thought, well, couldn't Pete have finished the show? Pete can sing. He does demos of all those songs.
No, Roger won't let him.
Never allow that.
Really?
No.
Why?
Roger's in charge.
Pete's a good singer.
Yeah.
That's why he won't allow it.
Whatever happened to Pete?
No. Don't ask.
Is what?
Don't go there.
Oh, the child molestation thing or the child porn thing?
It was research.
Yeah, didn't he do child porn?
He was doing research for a book.
He didn't do it. He was just looking it up.
Okay.
He was totally exonerated in that. No one.
I think somebody left the account open, and he just kept going in there because he didn't want to forget the password or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure.
It was Roger's account.
That was a weird story.
That was weird.
And he also was, at the time, it's funny because he sort of, it was almost like he was coming out going, I'm interested in sex with anybody, guys or girls. And then it seems like he really sort of moved away from that. Like he seems to like chicks now. So I don't really know what was going on there.
He was exploring some stuff, but
he had a lot going on in his mind.
Hey, check out this picture real quick. I hate to change the subject, but somebody just posted this on Facebook. Apparently, they went to
Mike Clark's
Rochester Adams High School.
Oh, hanging in the hallway.
Yeah, check that out.
Yeah, there's Mike Clark, 1973.
Wow.
That hair.
Madonna's supposed to be in this thing too.
There she is. Madonna.
That's Madonna.
What? Yeah. Wait a minute.
Her head looks shaped differently.
It does.
Did she put her head in a vise? Doesn't it look really wide?
It does look wide.
She's got a wide head.
Wow.
There must be some plastic surgery where they put a vise on your
She's
head.
She's no Carol Moon, I'll tell you that much.
They might have put Mike's vise the other way.
Yeah, he looks...
She's no no Jill Gallmeyer. She's no. Pretty hot. All right. What's up, Jill?
Yeah, Jill...
Mike looks fired up there.
Yeah, what a cool picture. I've never seen this.
How big those glasses are. Oh, he'd be horrified.
He would be.
I know, that's what's great about
He'd laugh.
Look at that great
all the guys had the
strong part in his hair.
All the guys had the same hairstyle, you notice. See, they all had like a part off to the side.
The cool part would be Mike pointing to the other people on the page and telling hideous stories about them. And finding the guy that got the boner in the locker room fight.
That's
got
to be Carl.
I don't know. It might be Gary
guy
King.
I can see.
Oh, no, it's definitely Earl Pace. Look at that.
Let's not suggest specific people for this fight. Oh my God, that fight got more discussion.
That's great.
Thanks, Randy.
There's a documentary coming out. I was looking at that today for content about bullying, and they have enlisted people like Sting and or not Sting Slash and some of the other people, and one of them is Chad Smith. Talking about a girl who was bigger than him, who bullied him in seventh grade.
Really?
And I was thinking, she's probably still out there somewhere. I wonder who that was who picked on Chad Smith back then.
Would have been around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny when we talked to him, and he said, I'd read about all his driving problems, and asked him about, he said, when he was growing up here, he pretty much did not have his license because he had so many moving violations. Yeah. There were some polls today I thought were kind of interesting. The impeach Trump poll, this was a little weird because they said, and I forgot whose poll it was, they said 45% favor impeachment, 38% did not.
And 45.
The not sure number was 17%.
What does that mean, favor impeachment? Like the inquiry? Like just impeaching
him? I think voting for to impeach him. I think that's what it meant.
Which, that doesn't mean he's removed from office either.
No.
How many? Whatever.
38% said no, 17% not sure. 74% of Democrats were in favor of 17% of Republicans. And those numbers sound kind of low because the not sure number is 17%. I think I'm in the
that's
not sure.
That's interesting, though. I would assume that
100%
people would just go down the line of whatever the party is.
But yeah, I was surprised
that there's that many not sures. Maybe people actually are thinking about it, which... You would think it would just go in one ear, out the other anymore.
And I think I think I'm still in the not sure category as to whether or not I swear to God, it's sort of like going back to the Don Jr. call. Don Jr. talked to someone from Russia about, you know, whatever was dirt on Hillary Clinton.
Sure.
And I was like,
well, does it make any difference to you that he's actually president now and he wasn't then?
Donald Trump? Oh, no, I'm talking about Don Jr.
No, I know.
When that story came out, I was like, it sounded like that was the worst thing ever. And I was like, I didn't know that was that bad.
To that point, does it make it worse that it's actually the president doing it now on a perfect phone call?
I don't know. I don't really want to get into semantics necessarily, but I'm just saying
perfect.
When these things come up and they're determined to be so horrible, you know, like the obstruction of justice, you know, I understand those things and the Bill Clinton thing, when people say it was just a blowjob,
it wasn't.
He's getting somebody to make false affidavits, which by the way, I think he probably did a lot. And the lying under oath, you know, I can understand that. That's really easy. That's easy to understand. It's also not. wasn't that bad. I mean, it was bad. I thought the worst part of that was the fact that for all those months that this girl is getting attacked by his entire administration for being
day.
A stalker. And
yeah.
I don't know. It was a very strange thing. And there's so many parallels now with, you know, the 71 people who voted then. Everyone on the right voted to impeach. Everyone on the left voted not to impeach and made impassioned speeches on both sides. And now you have all those people doing the reverse. Mm-hmm. And it is pretty much down party lines. And today I read a story about it was about Republicans. You know, if Republicans join the pile, basically, they were saying it'll all happen at once. And, and I thought,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they all have to be reelected. They all,
exactly.
Being reelected is the only thing that matters to anyone, really. I mean, that comes first.
Trying to keep their job.
And if, in other words, for one guy to hang himself out there and not being elected, no way. Not going to happen.
Well, look,
he's
got
to have a couple more.
Look what happened to the last guy, Justin Amash. And now everyone's shitting on him.
He's still got his job, though.
He does, but he's not. Is he going to win next time?
Well, I don't know. But in other words,
the machine behind
I don't.
Him.
It's hard for me to sift through all this. I mean, I understand it, and I'm not saying that I would never impeach him or that I would impeach him 100% because when you see that it's completely divided by party lines, it seems very – everyone sounds partisan to me, so I literally have to make up my own mind. And I – you know, you can read – how many times am I going to read through the transcript to really make up my mind? I don't know. I'm really trying to just, like, stay out of it because there's all these things. Mike Pompeo, Rudy Giuliani, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden.
That's right.
I don't even want to know all this stuff. I mean, I really do. Do I want to get in the weeds with all this bullshit, all this corruption? You know, and the Hunter Biden thing is also much easier for me to understand because he's making $50,000 a month. He's a complete weasel. What do you call him? He's a hot mess. He sounds like an entitled brat. He knows nothing about the gas industry.
Not fair, not right.
So that I understand. And today I got really annoyed because – and I don't know what Joe Biden did or not did, but it sounds very similar to what Trump did in that he says, you know, we're thinking about not giving or we're going to hold up these loan guarantees. And get rid of this prosecutor. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I keep hearing, and it happened again today when I now wrote it down, because CNN had a headline. Oh, okay, here it is. Trump says Ukraine and China should investigate Biden's despite no evidence of wrongdoing.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, they keep saying that over and over. That Joe Biden's been cleared. Hunter Biden's been cleared. And yesterday I read... I told you, Mark, I when Mark came in, I said, Mark, what's the political – because it's like I can't read anything anymore without going
– The Hill.
Okay, is this partisan left? Is this partisan right? What am I reading? Whose point of view is this? And I said, is the Hill partisan?
The Hill is as down the middle as you can get.
Yeah. The Hill had a really lengthy piece on Hunter and Joe Biden, and they were saying that, okay, all this stuff you're hearing about Joe Biden – wanted this prosecutor because every other country wanted him out, and it has nothing to do with Hunter Biden and Burisma, which is like, first of all, it's like, why am I reading about this stupid energy company in Ukraine? Who fucking cares? Does this really matter to me? But anyway, I said, okay, I'm in.
No energy.
And they had gotten a hold of a lot of stuff. Is The Hill, is it a good investigative...
It's known to be, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was a good article, and they were suggesting that, no, it's not. He has not really been cleared. No, it was not a big deal because no one made it a big deal. But they were suggesting that basically Joe Biden was doing the same thing or close to it as to what Donald Trump was doing. And you know, okay, he did that and he did that. Well, it sounds like they're both wrong.
Yeah.
But every time this comes up on CNN, they say, oh, Joe Biden's been cleared. And MSNBC came out of this when he said, Joe Biden and, you know, Ukraine. And they literally came out of the speech and said, the president is lying again because Joe Biden's been cleared. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, has he not been cleared then?
No, I think the State Department chose not. I'm not exactly sure what cleared means in this case. Or, you know, they said no evidence of wrongdoing on CNN is what the graphic said in the breaking news.
I mean, he never should have had that job. I mean, there's
Hunter Biden
there.
Had no business. There's not a person in the world who would pay Hunter Biden $50,000 a month. There's no one in the world that would do that. Except Joe Biden was over Ukraine, and somehow he finagled into this gas company in spite of no experience in the energy business and made $50,000 a month. So I know that's shitty, but, you know, as I was reading this story, there was an attached story underneath that said that there were people who were staying in Trump hotels, and they don't even stay there. They just book rooms, and they don't even show up. I don't know. What do? They send a message to Trump. Hey, we just booked a room at your hotel. I mean, I don't fucking know. But there's just so much bullshit going on. And this thing, that same poll, by the way, which I thought was interesting, because I do think generally people get this stuff somehow. Not the people on the left, not the people on the right, but there's kind of a group in the middle who, and independents usually do determine elections.
Hot take.
Along with that poll, they said that 2-1 people want the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden thing investigated. In other words, don't tell me this has been determined. Let's investigate this. Let's look into this again. Because it is, doesn't it sound like almost the same thing? We're going to withhold our own guarantees unless you fire this prosecutor. I mean, it sounds almost more direct as opposed to, what a favor, though, which, of course, that phone call is, well, it's a perfect phone call. I'm sorry, I forgot. It sounds like a real Weasley phone call, very Trump-esque.
I guess, though, it's still up for debate whether or not, because this all started because the guy that got fired said, the reason he fired me is because I was looking into Burisma, and it's disputed even in the Ukraine whether or not he was ever investigating them.
Bullshit, he's perfect.
I mean, read the Hill article.
I will.
It's interesting. It's very interesting.
I'm just telling you what, you know. It just seems odd to me if so many people have said that this is, you know, been proven unwarranted and false. Like, why all of a sudden is it not now?
Don't get me wrong,
it stinks. That loser never should have been on there.
No, and it's in Ukraine, and Joe Biden's a point man in Ukraine. How in the fuck? I mean, that's really, isn't that sort of like me taking a job at Burisma? I mean, what's the chance of me taking a job on Burisma's board making $50,000 a month?
I mean, the reason
zero.
The reason he chose Biden is because Biden was the head of the Foreign Intelligence Committee as a senator, and Obama had zero.
No, I'm not saying that Biden shouldn't have been the point man. I'm just saying the chance of Hunter Biden being selected on that board is as high as me or Trudy or Zoob's.
Sure.
Yeah, but nepotism is everywhere. I mean,
I totally agree.
I want George Bush investigated because I don't think Jenna Bush deserves to be on that morning show.
Chelsea Clinton was reported at ABC. Except because Joe Biden is a point man over Ukraine, it looks a lot worse. In fact, I'm surprised he took the job. And Joe Biden says, we never spoke of it. We never spoke of it. And Hunter Biden has already said, yes, I did speak of it, because he quoted himself talking to his father about it.
Dad,
and then there's
there's
a new picture of him playing golf with Joe and some other board member at Burisma.
Thanks, Nickelback.
And honestly, I don't give a fuck about any of it. None of it means a hill of beans to me, but it is interesting.
It means a lot to the president.
You know what?
It means a lot to him because he can point the finger the other direction. That's what he was trying to do in the first place.
I do think what he did. Yeah, but I know, but he's not supposed to. Well, whatever.
Of course he's not.
I think what he did today was kind of genius in an insane sort of way, which was openly asking the Ukraine and now China to look into it.
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
I agree. Well,
China!
You know what I thought of today, and I'm not trying to – I don't want to make excuses for anything, anyone, Biden or Trump. I think they're both huge weasels. You can't be president or vice president without being a giant weasel. Now, if you're weaseling to benefit your family or you're weaseling weaseling seems like it should be the name – politicians should be called weasels, shouldn't they? They really are. They're weasels. This whole business of and I don't mean to keep going back to this call with Don Jr., but, you know.
Don't weasel in.
Somebody's got dirt and they're from Russia, so I'm not going to take it. I'm going to send it to the FBI. Well, there are people who work for our government as senators, congresspeople, who are paid by foreign countries to lobby their former colleagues. They're paid millions of dollars to lobby on behalf of foreign countries, frequently against our best interests.
Yes. Which is why lobbying...
But it's a campaign finance law that you can't ask for their help.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, no, and I'm not arguing the law and whether it was a quid pro quo or not. We could argue that all day. Obviously, he wanted them to investigate Joe Biden because it was a perfect phone call because he's really worried about corruption in the Ukraine because Trump, you know, he stays up at night worrying about corruption in the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And that's why it was a perfect phone call. But I'm just saying this idea that, oh, my God, he's taking dirt from some guy in Russia. Hillary Clinton. I thought, wow, I wonder, so anybody that calls from another country or is from another country and talks to a candidate and says, I've got dirt on your opponent. And they all just say, no. I mean, the FBI constantly is receiving phone calls from people directing them to the FBI. I mean, I find that a little hard to believe. But as far as people lobbying in the interests of other countries when they've worked for our government and been elected to office, I think that is scumbaggery to the max. And I'm not sure many people in politics would argue about that.
Most lobbyists
stupid government
are scum, no matter what they're lobbying for.
So in a roundabout way, I'm sure I didn't say it very well, but all of this stuff
I'm
is
mad,
just,
but I don't know at what anymore.
All of this is bullshit to me, and all of them are weasels, and I don't really care what the result is because I don't care about these people.
Sure. Well,
but they are powerful.
Why would you ask China?
They do control our lives in some small way.
China and Australia to investigate anything. Why do they have special powers of investigation that I didn't?
It is kind of weird. It is kind of weird that William Barr is asking Australia to help find out how the investigation started over that the FBI did, which he oversees. It's like, you're kind of undermining what you're in charge of.
My inclination.
Do they have any special powers more than the FBI and the CIA do that are like the Aussie investigators much better or the Chinese investigators?
Different information. I don't know.
What do they possibly know? How could they shine?
Whatever it is, I don't know if it's worth it.
My
suspicion is that Trump will do something worse than the phone call, and he'll say it out loud. It won't be. Nothing he will do that we don't know that we don't know about because he'll say it.
I honestly don't know if there's a quid pro quo or not because I don't think there is because I think his whole intent of the conversation on the phone was to have them look at Joe Biden.
Just fucking investigate him.
He probably
doesn't
even know about the $400 million for those missiles. That probably just went in one ear, out the other.
It was kind of like
you backed me and I backed you.
Well, the guy brings up the javelins.
Yeah,
and then he says, "I need a favor, though."
Yeah, because he doesn't care. He's not paying attention to that part of the conversation because I don't think he pays attention to what anybody says to him.
I'm not sure that
he just talks.
I'm not sure that if he broke a law that he knew it anyway.
He still can't do that. No, of course he didn't.
It doesn't mean it's okay to do it.
Even though the day before, the whole talk in Mueller's testimony was about that very thing.
Well, it's insane. Again, I don't think there's anything he'll do that we don't know about. Because somebody will tell us who's on his staff or, you know.
I don't think he listens to anybody. I think he just talks until it's time to make a decision. Then he listens to whoever talked to him last.
Did you guys read the account of the moat and snake?
Yeah.
When are we doing that?
Let's do that. I want to do it.
Do you believe that
in that same meeting he was like, we got to have a moat with snakes and alligators? And they're like, I don't think we can do that. And he's like, well, we'll just shoot at them. And they're like, no, you can't do that either. And like, well, just shoot at their legs then. Yeah.
That's what I always say about the cops.
And then he was mad because Kirsten, Homeland Security anyway, she was like,
Nielsen?
Yeah, Nielsen. Like, you can't do that. And he was kind of like a sweetheart. He gave her that routine. And then he fired her, 2 weeks later.
What's come of that story? That story seems like it came and went. It was like yesterday I'm reading about Trump wanted him out with alligators and snakes.
He addressed it.
Well, no, I know. He said he didn't say it. That was not when he was yelling at the guy to ask him a question.
And in the Oval Office. Yeah.
But what about the other people at the meeting? Have they spoken about it? I want to know, did someone actually discuss working up a number, an estimate for getting snakes and alligators to cover the entire southern border?
I saw a clip
I read it, I'm like, wait, is this a joke? Is this real?
Of Colbert, and he showed in the clip was about six other clips of his old show on Comedy Central from as far back as 2006. Where he's demanding a wall with a moat with fire and fireproof alligator.
Moat. Oh, yeah. We need it filled with 06. Fire, maybe with some fireproof crocodiles in there. I want a 20-foot high wall, 2,000 miles long, that you can see from space. There's a moat full of fire with fireproof crocodiles.
I say wall.
2014.
Moat, filled with flames, fireproof alligators. A moat with some alligators in it.
Trump is stealing all my bits.
Just a how it's so ridiculous.
Plus, Obama said something like that back in the day.
He did?
Yeah, there was something. Kimmel ran a clip with him going,
"The Mac Daddy."
Everyone's behind
how
it.
How ridiculous
just do it.
Are these requests for the wall? And he seems... made a list. And then the third thing was, what the next thing they're going to do is ask for a moat with alligators in it.
Alligators and snakes covering the entire Senate warrant seems a little bit expensive to me.
Yeah. Well, but it'll work.
But not only that, how do you procure enough alligators to cover the Senate? Wouldn't that be a worldwide?
Can we use crocodiles?
Is that possible?
Too?
Are there
we
that many
elephants
alligators?
Elephants and giraffes and crocodiles and every kind of tigers and lions.
Dude, there are alligators all over Florida all the time.
Why don't we just make a giant zoo down there?
Eating, you know, golf courses and eating people's little dogs and cats and stuff.
That'd be great, a giant zoo, and you'd have to cross through the zoo, the open zoo, like that lion with that lady with the lion.
So, if Trump and Biden
then we
are
could
out,
raise money that way.
If Trump and Biden are out of this election, because it seems to me if Trump goes down, he's taking Biden with him somehow.
Maybe.
I mean, this. I don't think this is good for Joe Biden at all.
I just never thought he can win the primary.
I thought he was a given until the debates.
Yeah.
I mean, he really hasn't performed well. So who wins, Elizabeth Warren? And who does she run against if Trump
Boom!
Is wiped out?
Hot take!
Mark Sanford.
I'm not sure. I don't think Trump will be rubbed out because
Bill Weld.
The Senate will. The Senate, I think, will. I don't. Can't believe the
he'll
Senate
be
will
impeached,
impeach him.
But he won't be removed.
Yeah.
And he'll end up winning again.
I don't know. I really don't know.
What?
As
long as the economy's strong.
You know, news.
I'm not joking. I'm being
serious.
Mark, I don't think it's impossible for him to win. 49% of this Newsweek poll, because I saw this number and I was like, no, this can't be right. And it was October 2nd. 49% approve of Trump's performance. October 2nd. That's Newsweek.
Newsweek's poll?
Yeah, Newsweek's poll, presidential approval. It's like, well, first of all, it's very high. There are other polls that show less.
Can you believe it?
Because most people don't care about the Ukraine. I don't think they really care that much about the wall.
Well, if we hit a recession, nobody's going to give a fuck about anything. Nobody's going to, if we go Burisma, who cares? I can't pay my bills.
All that being said, that's why Whitmer's going down, because she hasn't fixed these damn roads. She's not going to.
No, she's not going to. 538 had a poll on, they measure presidential approval every day, I think, don't they?
Yeah, but they aggregate
they
all
aggregate,
polls
yeah.
and weight them.
So they had day 987, which was yesterday, and they had Trump at 41.2%. This is the one that surprised me. Obama on day 987 was at 42.9%. He was 1.5% ahead
then?
Of Trump. I don't know.
The Mac Daddy.
The economy still shit, too.
Day 9, 3 years.
So remember, for a long time, he kept saying, you know, I inherited a bad economy.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 4 years later.
Bush was at 50.2, which is hilarious because he ended at like what 24.
Yeah,
horrible. Yeah, that's what in a bad economy will do.
That's why I wish people would remember how bad he was versus Trump.
I think that's mostly people on the left though who are going, well, he didn't seem like that bad a guy. Although honestly, remember people saying George Bush is not my president.
Talk about the administration though. Look what we got into.
Oh no! I would say George Bush's presidency was pretty low.
The Iraq War.
Go through
and
the list.
The Great Recession.
Yeah. But he was really cool on 9/11.
Exactly. So was
Giuliani. You're a windbreaker.
You know, I heard
hell of a first pitch.
Yeah.
I heard Howard Stern having the same conversation.
I'd much rather hang out with him.
And today's we're recording on Thursday for Friday. Howard's show was the Thursday show, so he already said this. I don't know when he said it, but he was talking about Giuliani and what a great mayor he was in New York and how on 9/11, but not just on 9/11, even after 9/11, that he really cleaned up New York and he did a great job. And that's
freaking Giuliani.
That's what I'm still so befuddled by. So he's just gone complete. Is he senile? Is he nuts? How can someone be so sharp, so respected, and then just completely turned to mush to the point that the Biden office is begging. And I, by the way, I'm not familiar with people asking networks not to book someone.
Yeah.
That's
Who
pretty,
cares?
That's
Who
pretty
cares
weird.
What they say.
Have you guys heard a lot of talk about that?
No.
Yeah.
Who's taught? What are they, what were they saying about it?
Did I hear that from?
I haven't heard much.
By the way, his back channel investigation is also mentioned in The Hill, and there's some interesting things there.
Wait, what do you mean?
Just what Giuliani
was
finding out, yeah. But, you know, as far as that goes, it's like, no, he's a complete nut. And he's done some, he has done some interviews where I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. Why is he supposed to do this? Because when Biden, honestly, when Biden said, don't book him, I sort of felt like, why doesn't Trump tell him not to book him? Because he's not helping Trump.
Yeah.
Although, you know, when Rudy Giuliani goes on CNN, I feel like it's not going to go well.
Oh, God, no. His eyes, you know, like the facial, and maybe it's just because they're capturing those, you know, expressions and freezing them.
Oh,
but then
sure.
He sprayed his hair on one day and it was red. And just,
I thought he shaved his head.
He, Giuliani?
Yeah.
No, I think he did like one of those, you know, like you spray on hair.
Oh, those always are great.
Before he went on.
Yeah,
and
here it is.
He probably.
Wait, he sprayed on hair?
Sprayed on hair?
Yeah.
He probably didn't realize that under the lights or something like that, it was going to look like that. But it turned out you could see exactly.
He's starting to look like Strom Thurmond a little bit, isn't he?
A little bit, yeah. But
wait, Phil Collins looks kind of like Giuliani, doesn't he?
He does.
Whoa. Ooh, right there. Right there.
So here's a fun story from the Wall Street Journal the other day. President Trump also berated Mr. Giuliani in front of others at the wedding of Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin in 2017. The president complained that Mr. Giuliani was spitting while he was talking and ordered him to stand elsewhere, the aide said. After the release of the Access Hollywood tape weeks before the election, which Mr. Trump was captured, you know, grabbed by the pussy, Mr. Giuliani taped, it was on all the Sunday talk shows, and he taped all five shows, after which Mr. Trump attacked him for his performance. Quote, man, Rudy, you sucked. You were weak. Low energy, the candidate told him.
According to a book
by two former aides, Corey Lewandowski and David Bossy. They have their book out.
Oh, so that's he's performing for the boss.
Mr. Giuliani rarely complained about such treatment, jockeying with other aides and advisors to sit next to Mr. Trump at dinner or on a plane. Rudy never wanted to be left out, according to a former aide.
Power.
Sounds like a sycophant. Yeah.
Power.
Yeah.
Well, aren't they all really?
I guess. But you'd like to, I don't know, you'd like to believe that.
I think he wants,
I like
maybe
to believe
somebody wants to govern.
I think he wants to maintain himself with Trump until he can get paid at the end because
you know, divorce. Isn't that the most incredible thing about all this is that I've heard so few people saying, we're not getting anything done. Okay. All we're doing is arguing over this perfect phone call to Ukraine.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever else is associated with her, you know, look over here. Look over there. Who's this guy? Pompeo. Giuliani.
Is that a good thing, though, that we're not getting anything done?
I don't know. Seems like it wouldn't be.
The economy's humming along and numbers are good.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want anything
to really
change.
Did the auto numbers come out today?
They were supposed to come out Wednesday.
That was supposed to be a fairly big deal.
Market tanked yesterday. It did a little better today.
Well, you know, and the same thing happened in 98. Nothing got done for all that time.
John Oliver.
It didn't hurt in 98.
The John Oliver bit about the Ukrainian president is killer.
Playing his penis.
Oh, yeah. Playing the piano.
No way. Wow.
We never got to, what's his name, Brandon Dasher?
Dassey.
Yeah, Making a Murderer.
Yeah, he's the nephew, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he wrote...
GM sales increased 6.3% during the third quarter.
What was expected?
It doesn't say. Ford slipped a little.
It's all about the expectation.
15% increase in sales of Ram pickups.
Yeah, Ram trucks are having a good year. What's the market doing today?
It did better. It was up.
Dear Governor Evers... How old is this kid?
Let me check, but I want to say...
He's got to be like 25 now, doesn't he?
He's got the mentality, though, of what, an 8-year-old?
Well, yeah, he believed that if he told investigators whatever it was about this murder, that he could go to WWE.
Yeah, uh-huh.
He can go home and watch wrestling.
It was hilarious.
Monday Night Raw was on that night. But this is Brendan Dassey. He's 29 years old.
Oh, he's 29 now?
Yes. He is the nephew of Stephen Avery, who has been convicted of the murder of...
Who did do the murder. Stephen Avery did it, period.
Teresa,
I don't
want to
hear elsewise. I don't know about...
I'm sure somebody will call the boner line.
Go ahead,
and complain.
Call it, because he did it anyway. Now, Dassey, on the other hand, I'm kind of still confused about.
I'm not sure either.
I think he's just a dope.
We talked about...
I think his uncle Avery, threw him under the bus.
We talked about Avery, his new girlfriends. He's been besieged by babes ever since his stupid series.
I guess they want to be murdered, too.
And he's such an asshole to them. I mean, he's absolutely...
He's probably got 1,000 kids. All the raw dog loads he drops.
Dear Governor Evers, hi there. How are you doing today? I'm doing good today.
I hope Governor Evers writes him back and answers every question here.
Congrats on becoming Wisconsin's governor. Here's a list of some things about me for you to get to know me.
Aww.
Pokemon.
Mew.
Mew. Drink. Orange Crush. Chips. Doritos and Funyuns.
Nice. Good call.
So Season. Far, he so likes far. The fall.
I'm getting along with this guy. I kind of like him.
Wrestler John Cena.
I like John Cena.
Supervillain Catwoman.
What? No one likes Catwoman.
TV show Arrow. Actor Adam Sandler. Candy, Twix, and Mums. Birds, eagles, hawks.
M&M's,
okay.
Mums.
Birds, that would be a flower. Birds, eagles, hawks, falcons, and sparrows.
Who has a favorite bird? What's wrong with you?
An eagle is a pretty favorite bird.
I like this guy. Just kidding. I still hate you.
Andy's got two favorite colors, which bothers me. Just pick one and go with it, Dassey.
Yeah, orange and green.
Green. You can't pick one over the other, please.
Food, hamburgers. That's not really food. Mm.
Sure it is.
It's one of the four main. It's one of his four main food groups.
Could
hamburgers.
Be. It's one of my four main.
The other
food
two
groups.
Are Doritos and Funyuns.
NASCAR driver Jimmy Johnson, soap opera General Hospital, soap opera.
General Hospital.
He's in prison. I'm sure that he watches a lot of that stuff.
Likes to watch the stories.
Yeah.
Stories. Holiday 4th of July is his favorite holiday.
He's a patriot.
Movie Fast and Furious franchise. Oh God. Actress Emma Watson. His favorite numbers are 7 and 8.
Oh, Dassey, pick what
you're
pick
not going to like the Fast and the Furious movies. It's about people of various ethnicities pushing each other's buttons and racing around in vehicles. You won't like it. Besides, Vin Diesel's not even a big deal anymore.
It goes on.
Who has two favorite numbers? And why wouldn't his favorite number then be 78? If he likes 7 or 87.
So he gets into all these things. Oh, my God, he just goes on and on. Rising in the Bleach, Fairy Tale, The Seven Deadly Sins, Attack on Titan, The Times, That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime. That's a book he's reading.
Did you see his favorite time of day?
What time of day?
Afternoons and nighttime.
Oh, cool.
He just doesn't like mornings.
I'm ready to ask for a pardon because I'm innocent and want to go home. If I would get to go home, I would like to get a job involving video games. Yeah, like, nobody wants a job involving video games. That's really good. I would like to help take care of my mom and one day have a son and a daughter of my own.
Oh, no.
I would name my daughter Grace and my son Mazar, which is the name of a star in the Big Dipper.
That should be enough to keep him in.
That is all for now. Take care, and until next time, love the complete and innocent. Brendan Dassey. P.S. Again, congrats on becoming the governor.
He has
two hearts with love in them.
Well, once his hugs, isn't it?
Now, don't remember, apparently some inmate has recently confessed to the murder of Teresa Halbach, and so...
It's part of another documentary.
Of another documentary, but Stephen
Avery...
He must
be famous like Avery.
And his lawyers are using this to try to get them out of jail, but I don't know. That's
I don't know what.
I don't think it's going to work.
Oh, I thought you were saying you didn't know if Avery did it or not.
Boom! Hot take!
This other guy.
Did you see Harvard beat the Asians?
Yeah, they did.
Harvard was being sued by Asian Americans who, according to a few things I've read, if Harvard admitted people only on test scores and grades, the Ivy League, not just Harvard, but the entire Ivy League would be 35% Asian.
Well...
Now, does that surprise anybody?
No.
Doesn't surprise me at all. The reason for the suit was this has really gotten into the weeds, and Asian Americans have determined that, hey, we have the highest test scores and the highest grades. There's tons of us that should be getting into these schools.
Too bad the dean of admissions said.
You know I don't go Chinese.
it turns out there is one arbitrary category. And that's personal ratings, as in, you know, your personality.
Interviews, yeah.
Yeah, and they somehow, a lot of these Asians score really low, which, I mean, that if anything seems kind of racist here, it would be the fact that they always lose in the arbitrary category. In other words, in the things that involve, you know, success.
Me too low?
grades and test scores, they dominate. And then they just grade them really shitty in the personal area,
brings it down,
which is the only arbitrary category that there's any subjectivity to, and they get locked out.
Don't you want some arbitrary decision making in admissions, or do you want it to all be numbers?
Well,
When
you're eliminating half of a certain group over one arbitrary category, it sounds pretty shitty to me. Not that I don't want an arbitrary category or nothing. It seems like kids are forever trying to get things to add to their resume and to their admissions. And I have a hard time believing that Asian Americans don't care about this category either. But it is arbitrary. It's subjective.
It's not like no Asians got in.
And I can't help but think, because Harvard is fighting, they fought this thing tooth and nail. Do you really believe that Asians score that much terribly lower than any other group in the arbitrary category? I find that kind of hard to believe.
I find it hard to believe, too.
So,
holy fook.
Anyway, I'm sure they're delighted. But also, in the course of this court case, they determined that 40% of the white students are either athletes or related to donors.
Sounds about right.
So...
White men can't have anything anymore.
I thought Harvard and Yale were these really progressive organizations.
Right. Shut your hole, Wang Chung.
Not. Continuation of legacies.
Yeah.
Bang, ding, ow.
That's too bad.
It's the privilege those kids have. Do they recognize their privilege as they're getting into Harvard?
Something Wong.
Yeah, I read that story about that, the guy, whose book was this? JFK friend book, the four friends of his that had died.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that guy had spent 10 years on his thesis or whatever, and he just crammed the last 2 days, turned in, and they went, oh, you got in before the 10 years? Yeah, graduate. Congratulations. That seemed really strange to me. But he was a very connected guy. So
it's all about who you know, how much money you have.
So what's going on this weekend? Michigan plays Iowa?
It's homecoming.
Homecoming.
Yeah. You going to the dance?
Wait, is it homecoming everywhere?
Michigan, Iowa.
Oh. I was asking Mark what you do for homecoming at U of M.
Said nothing.
Said nothing.
What's the line on that game? Do you know?
I have no idea. I said the only difference from homecoming is that you get to see all the old cheerleaders down there.
Yeah.
And the alumni band.
How old are they?
Oh, like 90?
Some of them.
They're still doing like handstands and stuff, the old cheerleaders.
Hot.
Hey, did you know Michigan has a male member of the dance team?
I did not know that.
Did we ever talk about this? Because he's been there. He's at least his second year. He's really good. But it does look a little odd that
that's very progressive and exciting to me.
There's 16 girls and one man out there.
Michigan is a 3.5-point favorite. Those of you who are headed for my bookie for a big bet this weekend to double your paycheck. And the over-under is 47.5. It's kind of low, isn't it?
I don't know. Iowa likes to sit on the ball. Michigan can't score.
Hello, Iowa!
God.
And does anybody know who Michigan State plays?
OSU, right?
Yeah.
Oh!
It's a big
Ohio
game.
State at Ohio State.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the one Mike Vlenny says he is not accepting them getting their ass kicked at Ohio State just because it's at Ohio State. He expects
Take.
He's demanding a close game in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
Is that Joker,
the pep talk they need?
I guess so.
Opens this weekend.
Yeah, they want to go tonight. You want to go see Joker, Drew?
Yeah.
Joker opens tonight?
Uh-huh. You want to go? 10 o'clock?
Joaquin Phoenix.
What are the, are there any Rotten Tomato ratings?
Well, you don't want to learn about toxic masculinity. Isn't that what the movie's about?
Is it?
Incels, right?
Incels, toxic masculinity.
Doesn't it promote incels?
It's anti-capitalist.
Do they need to be promoted?
Hey, I didn't know that. Did you know Bradley Cooper's an executive producer of the movie?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Wow. So now I hope it...
No way!
I hope it doesn't win any awards now, because I want him to be shut out from award shows just because of this movie.
69
really?
69% on Rotten Tomatoes.
See, I don't know if I believe that though, because of all the bullshit that's been written about the movie.
What do you mean all the bullshit?
Well, just all the fear of Not the right time for the Joker movie.
Why did they bring that up? Honestly, it was on no one's mind until they said, that's the movie where they shot people up in Colorado, so is it really fair for them to put up the movie?
Well, it's his origin story about how, you know, he was a forgotten person, and the only way to be remembered is, you know, to become the Joker. But you know what? It's a movie.
It's it's not real life. And not true. You're not supposed to go in and shoot up a movie theater. It doesn't matter what movie is playing.
It's not about that guy in Colorado.
Man, it's up against nothing either.
Abominable.
Lucy in the Sky. Oh, Abominable?
Yeah.
Lucy in the Sky, Gregory's Girl, Pain and Glory, and The Pretenders are all out this week.
Dumb.
Okay.
Downton Abbey's still out.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd like to
Brad Pitt's science space movie's still out.
Yeah.
Has anybody seen the Tarantino movie besides me?
I have not.
No.
Really?
I'm waiting for it to come on my television so I can rent it.
I'm never going to see it.
You're really turning into a dad.
Well,
they ruin everything, Drew.
Is it even in theaters anymore?
I doubt it.
I used to go to movies all the time. When Charlotte was born? Nah. Nope.
I'll still see a movie every
once in a while.
Unless
she's going.
I see a lot of movies by myself.
I think the last movie I saw was The Secret Life of Pets 2.
I have to tell you, the funniest thing about this is I'm really jealous of kids. I know I've said it before because all my parent friends are like, yeah, I'm going to see, when kids were little and, you know, 20 years ago, it was like, I'm taking my kids to see the Backstreet Boys. God, what a drag. And, you know, and you guys are talking about, you're talking about movies that you go to are just for Charlotte. You go to Ice Capades and, you know, all this stuff.
That's all right.
My parents never took me to anything I wanted to go to that they didn't want to go to. It was like, Trudy, did your parents do that?
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, we're doing whatever Trudy and the kids want to do.
No,
that's our weekend. It was like, what? Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, if the other opportunity is to be locked at home with them.
Well, we used to go to the beach.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
But that's something for everybody.
Yeah,
I hate having kids, bud. It's the worst. I mean, they cry all the time, always begging for food. This diaper thing is so disgusting. Oh, God, I wish I could go back in time and just be married without kids.
I mean, if I were a parent and everything didn't revolve around my kids, I think I'd feel guilty. Like, oh, my God, it's all about kids, except me. I'm the shitty parent, and everything isn't about my kids.
I remember most of that's an act.
Yeah, probably true.
It's just that. Abby,
Zooves.
I think the idea was that parents worked really hard, and so they needed their relaxation time, and so you should just go fuck off and, you know, find something to do outside.
Yeah. Well, part of the reason we didn't go anywhere on the weekends, though, is because Dad always played in the band. So.
Oh. Oh,
the band!
The band!
The band took preference over the kids! What?
And the following day, we had to play it quietly because he had a hangover.
Oh, man.
Oh,
man.
How respectful.
Or a migraine.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
A migraine.
Back when Dad used to get a little respect.
Well, there's one dad that got respect on TV
it's
last night.
It's kind of cool, though.
If I can cue up the scene real quick. I mean, if you want to see good parenting.
Oh, I do.
Hang on.
Oh, South Park.
The great scene.
Oh, by the way, South Park. They dropped the word biopic about 15
times.
Yes,
they did. Oh. They did.
Yeah, that one hurt.
That'll be on the boner line. I swear to God, though, I've always heard people say it both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can I say biology?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Biograph?
And quesadillas. When I was reviewing Napoleon Dynamite clips, I realized that that's where you got that from.
Oh, yeah.
Quesadilla.
I know. You know what's funny? I say it all the time when I order it, and people usually, because I've asked them a couple times, did you know why I say quesadilla? They go, yeah, Napoleon Dynamite. A lot of people say that. So
here's some good parenting.
I could not believe I said Shannon Sharpie, and someone busted me on the boner line. Are you fucking kidding me?
Stop throwing shade at Drew.
Watch this great parenting here from Stan. Or not Stan, Randy.
I love Randy.
I've always liked Randy.
Stan! Family meeting! Get downstairs!
I'm writing a song, Dad.
Nobody cares about that! Come on, I've got big news! Sharon, Shelly, hurry! I've got it!
What is it, Randy?
You guys, I've just had the greatest idea ever.
We're gonna move back to our old house?
No!
I've been trying to figure out how to make more money selling weed. And last night, it came to me. We could grow the family business by selling Tegrity to the Chinese. I did a little research. Turns out there's a lot of people in China. If we can get like 2% of that market to buy our weed, we'd make millions of dollars. I'm flying to China tomorrow. I've got to get in on this before anyone else thinks of it.
Tomorrow? Randy, are you forgetting about this Saturday?
What's this Saturday?
Autumn Fest? Stan's concert? He and his little friends have been rehearsing all week. A lot of people in town are coming out to support him. Everyone but you?
Everyone? Stan, you need to wear your Tegrity t-shirt at the performance.
Oh, come on, Dad!
Stan, they're available on Amazon starting Friday, so you could really help promote the family business while I'm gone. But then again, I guess family doesn't mean all that much to you.
Great God, this show.
Yeah. Stan and his little Stan and his little friends.
Yeah, here's his little fan. Here's little.
And one.
I know.
And
I love
two,
when the band rocks out. These guys rock.
Everyone's freaked out by it.
It's at the fair.
And he is wearing the shirt.
Yeah, he is. Running the family business. I just gotta say, I don't understand metal that heavy. I just never. I you know, people can like whatever they want. I know people love this.
I love metal, but I don't like the screaming so much. So if you get good metal with someone who can actually sing, it sounds great. That's
but
why people
is
like
that why,
Slipknot because is, Corey Taylor can sing.
Is that why that kind of metal is so popular? Because anyone can do it. Because honestly,
I don't know
as far
if
as
anyone
screaming
can do
like
it.
That.
I mean, you need a really, really, really good drummer. I mean, a fantastic drummer.
Who's
to
on,
that.
Who's on Skins there? Is that Cartman?
No, it's Timmy.
Oh, Timmy? Oh, no.
He was rocking.
No, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy was.
It was Jimmy.
Yeah, and Butters is the guitarist and backup vocalist, and Kenny is on bass.
Sounds like a number one hit to me. get us out
Name
of here, Brandon.
One
Dunn.
Other band that's done that.
Hall Financial Hotline is shut down. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. If you'd like to get a refi and save, who knows how much? Somebody saved hundreds of dollars on their refi recently.
Ooh,
wow. Hall Financial, 248-308-5000. We'd love to take your help you through your first home purchase or your dream home. Take money out of your home, shorten the length of your loan, whatever you'd like to do, Hall Financial would like to help you. And I wanted to mention, too, that Boston George Jung is at Grow Green MI Saturday from 10 to 5.
Ooh, yeah.
Signing autographs, taking pictures with you, doing whatever. And they've got their big expo there, and you've heard all about that. So.
Yeah.
Go Blue.
Yeah.
Go Sparty. What's going to happen to Sparty at Ohio State?
I don't know. Well, Valenti's demanding it to be close, so I'm going to say it's going to be close in the fourth quarter.
I got to tell you, what little I've watched from Ohio State, they look really good.
Yeah.
But it's a good test for them, isn't it? Maybe?
Boom! Hot take!
I don't know. I just see Ohio State rolling through everyone, Michigan included, at the end of the year.
We'll see.
Pretty damn good.
Yeah. Of course, they surprised us last year by getting their ass handed to them by Purdue.
Yeah.
You know, you can always have that off day. They got a new coach. Urban's not there. We'll see. They do look good, though.
Sounds like wishful hoping.
And the Lions are off. So, we'll just have to enjoy football without the Lions somehow. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see ya.
Boom. Hot take.
Dweller H.
Boom! Hot take!